All right, action.
Media Man had some weird looking abs as a costume.
All right, I'm muting everybody.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out.
Bam, 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 bam.
That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams.
Then I wash my hands. Now I'm a believer.
Another trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave my.
Got the cleanest ass in the world.
Hey. Relax.
Hey. Hey, wait for the bridge.
Bam, 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 bam.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Gotcha, bitch. Gotcha, bitch.
Bam, 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 bam.
Hey, what it do, what it is. As always, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. This your boy, Olansky. One eye in person, two eyes on Instagram, and three eyes on Instagram. I got two Instagram handles.
Y'all already know who it is, man. Flames Pete. Flames Pete 36 on Instagram and Twitter.
I still don't have an introduction. Oren, Drew Lucky and Instagram, right? That's it. Drew Lucky.
It's your boy Chile. Chile the Geek. Instagram.
Hey.
Chile.
The Geek of the Green. Hey. And today we started. We started the High Class Dirtbags podcast off with the Monkees, I'm a Believer. And the reason we started this episode off with that song in particular, because I recently just bought the Cadillac of bidets. And if you don't know what a bidet is, oh, we got a mic just chilling right here, man.
I like that mic.
Yeah, man. We got this all this shit just chilling. If you don't know what a bidet is, it's basically a toilet seat that squirts water on your butt. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is.
That's what it is.
You bought one?
So I bought one.
Oh, I thought you said you had used one. I didn't know you bought one.
Yeah, I didn't know you was an owner.
Yeah, I know, man. I am an owner.
You're the owner of a brand.
This nigga freaky as hell. Freaky than a mother.
No. Like, I was like, you know, because last year the great toilet paper shortage of 2020.
So that's why you
know, after last year.
This smart.
After last
smart.
Year, I was like, you know what? If the water's on, I ain't got to worry about toilet paper, right?
Right.
But, I finally used it, man. I took this for a test.
Wait, so you don't use toilet paper at all? It's just all.
Nah, man, you gotta use toilet paper.
I'm gonna tell you, you don't gotta get like the first.
You gotta get the first layers out, right?
Like,
nah, but see, the thing is, the Cadillac of bidets, I got. That motherfucker gotta dry on that motherfucker.
You gotta let him know.
That bitch got hydraulics on it, cuz.
You
sit on the motherfucking seat, the seat sink a little bit. It got a seat warmer. You know what I'm saying? It got a damn heater and an air conditioner in the man, I'm trying to, man, that shit air dry your balls, heat and cool air. That shit heats your motherfucking, the water up, all cools the water down. You know what I'm saying? That shit is
so
crazy.
So is that something you can get at your like local home improvement store?
Man, I got that shit from Amazon. Shout out to that nigga Jeff Bezos. Biggest drop shipping
in the
world.
He got the bidets on deck.
Yeah, man.
So how do you spell that? Because I kept trying to like Google it like so real quick. Like,
I pronounce it like boudet, but just like French. That's how I pronounce it like boudet.
Boudet.
Boudet, but it's actually bidet. Bidet. But I'm Geechee, so I say boudet.
How you spell it, motherfucker?
B-I-D-E-T.
Oh, so
bidet.
Bidet.
Bidet. But I pronounce it boudet.
Oh, they got the attachments.
Man, but yeah, so there's all kind of levels to
man
got
washer and dryer for his ass.
Yeah, basically.
Spin cycle.
Bam, 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 bam.
Hell no, man. but when I took it for an inaugural test run, man, I was like, I didn't know, man. That was the first time in life ever using one of those devices. I've heard about them, but that was my first time actually using one of those devices. So and when I say brother,
I see which one
to
you got.
New age, to the new age. Ooh, oh, oh, oh.
So you just randomly randomly thinking, like, you know what? I'm gonna buy me a damn
boudet. I see which one you got.
I'm remodeling my bathroom right now, and I'm buying, actually, not like the attachment. I'm actually getting like the installed, like toilet with the bidet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the heated seat, like the whole. Fuck it, I'm getting a new toilet. I was like, it's, you know.
So yours is
I was like, I'm gonna go bidet.
So, but is it like on the side of your
room? No. So, like, basically, you just take the seat off of it. And it's easy, cause so that way you don't have to replace the whole toilet. You just take the seat off of it, and it just replaces the whole seat. And that motherfucker, you just sit on that motherfucker. As soon as you sit on it, it got like hydraulics. That shit says, and you can feel like you're like they're just like sitting on air. And you ever sat on a cloud and took a shit?
Out
like yeah, it is.
You ever sat on the cloud and took a shit?
While the breeze is blowing, dog, like it's like you stick your asshole out.
That's like an old fashioned one.
A 757.
No, but there's like.
Let me see if I can find the one I got.
Okay. So you got the one that goes.
It's the luxury.
Bidet attachment. Let's see right here.
This one right here, right?
Tushy. It says Tushy.
Yeah, see, it's like an on-top toilet seat. Oh. This motherfucker just got a hose. There's one that's just a hose. It's like a garden hose. Just wash ass. Look at this one.
Let me see if I can
find it,
man.
Look at that jet stream up your ass.
Damn.
Nah, man, we got, but it was the greatest feeling ever. So, like, as soon as I sat on it, I finally, like, I just thought about that song. And then I washed my ass. Now I'm a believer. I couldn't get cleaner if I tried. Straight up.
And they're not that expensive either.
Hey.
I can get one, like.
Man, when I say.
See, that's all in one.
It was the greatest gift I've given myself. It was the Bidet Mate 2000 electric series. And when I said this thing got a remote control,
he said 2000. You know it's a
yeah.
That's 2000. That's 2000 on there, boy.
I'm like, that motherfucker got a night light in it. The seat go up and down if you press a button. Like, oh, nigga, that shit, dog.
This nigga hydraulics on his toilet.
He said the Cadillac of bidet.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, that shit had air suspension in it, cuz.
God
damn. Dog, I turned that air conditioner. I never knew I needed air conditioner on my balls while dropping a deuce. But when I say it's the most relaxed.
I don't even got to take a shit, but now I feel like I need to make myself to go. Hey, can I use your bathroom after this?
Nah, the guest room, we got your regular toilet. You're more than welcome to use that one.
Hey, nigga, I want to use the bidet.
For the deluxe upgrade, we got wipes for you.
Hey. I want to drive the Cadillac.
This one has a remote control.
That's what I got, man. I got
the presidential suite. I got the
bidet mate, man. 2000, brother.
What is it called?
Like it's called for anybody out there wondering what this is. An official High Class Dirtbags review, and I give it 6 out of 5 stars. It's the Bidet Mate 2000 series. Yeah. And when I say that motherfucker right there, man, got a nightlight, all kind of shit, man. You go, you're like, man, wandering in the night, like, oh, man, there the toilet go right there. Oh, I ain't even got to turn the light on, man. It's right there, bro.
Boom.
It's right there.
Got
man,
it.
Man, that thing
got
hit.
Him.
When I say that thing hitting, boy, whoo.
Yeah.
And then I thought, like, to all the insecurities growing up that one had, like, man, I'm not letting no water directly smack my asshole. Like, hell no. Nah. Why
Except
would I
in
ever
the shower.
Do that? Like, fuck that, man. Like, you do it in the shower, right?
Yeah. I've never had that issue.
Water never hit your asshole in the shower. You ain't taking a good shower. Let me tell you.
Walking around here with cakes.
That's why they got that curtain in the shower, so you don't want to see what you're doing in there. Yeah.
So
walking around with a rice cake in your ass.
So it's okay for
a rice cake. Rice cake. You got crumbs.
You're wondering why that motherfucker be so mean. Like,
nah, I'm good. Yeah. I am good. But nah. So I was like, you know what? I'm a fucking very secure. I'm very secure with my sexuality and my man and all that shit. Like, and I'm not with toxic masculinity, so I'm gonna get a bidet and I'm gonna try it out. And guess what? I got it. I love it. I recommend it. I recommend everybody use a bidet, yeah, man. Because your booty ain't whole, ain't really clean if you're just using toilet paper, man.
Yeah, I had a bidet in Italy.
It was nice. They hit, man. It's
beautiful.
They hit, man.
I never use one.
Man, that shit got the AC on it, bro.
Kind of interesting. Hey,
I mean, it just kind of feels like you just being extra clean. That's all it is. It don't feel like no kind of way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just to the point, man. I'm good with
my masculinity.
I just go in that bitch naked.
Shut up, man.
You just making a whole movie, huh? You just be like,
that motherfucker like shit. Got my little iPad wall mount. Slap that shit to the wall, like. Smoking the blood, like, what you doing? Just chilling, bro. Like, I don't even bring my phone in there. Like, I don't want no, leave me alone.
So is that kind of like a woman using the shower thing to get an orgasm? Are you orgasming in this?
Nah, man. Mm-hmm. I'll be sitting on the
bed. Is it tickling your balls? It's just a little bit. Nah, not orgasm, nah, but like just a little. A
couple of degrees to the back.
Just a little.
That air be feeling good, especially after working.
Like maybe
all
you
day.
Maybe you linger a little too long on it. Like,
yeah, you just like. Oh.
You working all day in jeans, man? Shit, hey, man. Hey, man.
Like, are you nice and dry? Like, do you find yourself?
Jeans off, boy. Huh? That'd be the first thing to come on, boy.
Do you find yourself nice and dry, but still sitting there afterwards because
hell
it feels
yeah,
good?
You just gotta chill sometimes. Sometimes you just gotta. Be
you
like,
gotta
man,
just chill.
Man, this is success. Like, I have officially became successful, dog. I got a fucking Cadillac of bidets, dog. Like, shit, nigga ain't shit, boy. That's how you know you.
You have the Cadillac of bidet attachments. I don't know if you ever seen Japanese toilet culture, but it is. They got like 20 grand fucking toilets. There's nothing. There's nothing in the United States that compares to what they have in Japan.
That sounds really? Like some new merch right there.
Yeah, man. Nah, so I hate to stay on that, but everybody, please, if you have never tried a bidet, just get it, try it. You're going to love it. I'm trying to tell you. And you ain't got to worry about the great toilet paper shortage of 2020 ever again.
Yeah, like Japanese toilets that have like sound in it. I'm dead serious. Like the second you sit down, it plays like more. So if somebody's in the outside room, they don't hear what you're. It's
they don't hear.
They have like a whole other culture of like toilet. Yeah.
Man, well that's good, man. I hate, man. That's one thing I hate about being on the film set and having to drop a deuce is when you go in there like ain't nobody in there. But by the time I leave, there's at least six people in that motherfucker. Like God damn, I can't just take my shit in peace. Like why y'all? Like I literally came in here when nobody was in this motherfucker. I'm trying to blow this bitch up and not be judged.
Then you hear the motherfuckers coming to do it. God damn.
Hold on, man.
And you know what? I always wear shoes that people can recognize. Like, you see my shit, I don't give a fuck.
So here's a question now. That you have a bidet attachment. Do you have a bidet that you take with you to work that you can just attach at any time? You have like the portable bidet? The travel?
No, you just got to walk around the book bag.
Like a toilet seat.
What's that? My toilet.
Mind your business, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm gonna need 20 minutes to take a shit. Why? Because it takes like.
You go in there every time Trent takes a shit, he takes a wrench with him. Why does Trent take a wrench with him every time he takes a shit?
Then you got motherfucker coming to you asking. Hey, let me borrow that.
I gotta go. Clean up at the end of the night is gonna be disgusting.
I gotta go. Let me borrow that. Like,
yo, what's the? You getting in the crew van? What's that smell?
That Trent.
That's his toilet seat. Like, dog, you two invested in taking shit at that
2000.
Point. Yeah, bro, you two invested in taking shit at one time. If you taking your bidet to work, dog, you sick.
Damn, dog.
You nasty motherfucker, man.
Like you really be shitting a lot at
me. Yeah, dog. Nah, man, I wait till I get home now, man. It's worth it, dog. That shit got that high that motherfucker.
Man, go all day. No, he gotta take a shit. He like, nah.
Imagine an operator with IBS or some shit like that.
Oh, man. Boy.
Yeah, you can't. You got.
Yeah, but I had worked with a dude with that shit, boy. But man, every goddamn hour, boy, he can't eat shit. As soon as he eat, oh shit, I gotta go take a shit. God damn, you just ate.
Really?
It passed through that quick.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
He go to use the bathroom about six times a day. I'm talking about for real.
Damn.
His pipe's clean, boy.
I was like, man, what the fuck? He's like, man, I got IBS, man. I was like, what the fuck is that? And he told me, I was like, oh shit, okay. Sucks for you.
Yeah, some people had it.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're going to have like a bidet, shower, tub all in one. Like, you just go in there, sit, shit, it showers you, you know, like you just, you don't have to stand up anymore.
So, but I don't have to worry about nobody, y'all judging me because I like the bidet, right?
No, I'm buying one. I'm actually installing it.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to get that.
What about you, Flames?
I'm looking judging, but I mean, shit.
I'm getting one that's actually like a bidet toilet.
I still don't try it.
You know what? I'm just going to go with it. At worst, you don't use it.
Yeah.
It's the same price as the toilet.
Yeah.
You don't always have to.
Yeah, you don't always have to use the.
Boudet it.
Yeah. You don't have to boudet it all the time.
You just drop it. I'm definitely getting
it. Did you boudet today? I boudet.
I boudet.
Boudet. I know my girl was like, it's boudet. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Boudet. Boudet.
I said boudet.
A boudet for my boudet.
Yeah.
It's actually French.
Yeah. Facts.
Oui.
Oui.
Oui. Oui, oui. Oh,
it's like a little John's French. Oui.
Bam, 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 bam. This is oui. You got to go. Oh my goodness. Let me see, man. Let me see.
No, this shit would not let me live, man. It's like, you got shifts to approve.
Oh, yeah, I have to do that. I forgot.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Bro, like my phone is.
It's going to be awesome.
I'll do that later.
Let me,
No, I can't. Shilly's over here fucking filling in his time cards and shit like that on podcast.
Yeah,
get that money, motherfucker.
Hell yeah, you got to get it.
Make sure shit go through.
Where the fuck are we at, man? I don't even know, man. So what the fuck has been going on, man?
A whole lot of shit.
God
man.
Damn.
A whole lot damn, of shit. It's a lot of shit going on in the world right now.
Nah, it is.
Always.
Not
Atlanta.
There's always is. Oh, shit. I got to call this motherfucker, man. Let me see if I can call this motherfucker in real quick, man.
I tell you what, though. If you live in Atlanta, in the downtown area, per se, just leave your windows down, man. Just leave your windows down. Take everything out the car, and leave your jack outside your car. Your tires might be gone.
It's just weird in Atlanta. I have a feeling like if you have not had your car broken into, your car booted,
really
or rear-ended, are you really living in Atlanta?
Not really.
Like I think 90% of Atlanteans. What are we, Atlanteans?
ATLians.
No, we're not ATLians.
No. I'm an ATLian.
But what is it? What is the term? What is the term? Atlanteans?
Okay.
Atlantiites? Atlanteans?
That's
I don't know if they give me y'all a name yet.
Atlantic.
Yeah, but no, nah, they're breaking in everything.
Everything. And if they're not breaking it, if you park somewhere safe, you're going to get booted.
I follow this page. I'm going to shout them out. ATL Scoop. You follow that shit on Instagram? ATL Scoop. Follow that shit. Like,
ATL Scoop.
They keep you up to date. Every hour. It's like somebody just sending them clips. Yep, it's another one.
Man, I don't have that much time.
It's another one.
Don't leave your car running. Like, don't warm up your car outside. None of that shit.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck.
Here's the rule so far in Atlanta this month. Don't leave your car running. Ooh. Don't leave anything in you there. Apparently, you can't drive on the interstate because that gets you shot.
Yep.
That's happened a couple times.
No.
Don't go to Buckhead because that'll get you shot while driving.
Yep.
Don't have road rage because that'll get you shot. My personal experience is I was on Cheshire Road right near where actually and this old lady rear-ended me. I mean, like, old lady, like, she had her curlers in her hair. Looked like she was on the way to, you know, like, get ready to go to church. Two old ladies, like, I swear, like, 70 years old. And when I get out of the car, they're like, what's going on?
Da, 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 da.
This bitch pulled a revolver out on me. No. I swear to God, I have a police report and everything. I cannot make this up.
Oh my God.
Literally, she's like, bam. I'm like, are you going to shoot me right now in public? And this is the kind of world we live in, by the way. So when I said that out loud to draw attention so everybody looks, you think somebody would help me, but no, like 20 cell phones went up. Like I just see people like,
man, this nigga about to get shot.
Exactly.
Pop his ass. He's like, pop his ass. Shoot his ass, grandpa.
And what was even funnier was like, so the other lady, the older lady in the car, in the passenger seat, was just kept like.
She had another one out on
her. No. She was just like, you can't pull the gun at him. She's like, fuck him. It was just like. And
so, hold on, was she black or white?
Two black ladies.
Okay.
Two older black.
You look very threatening to a black man.
Apparently, I do.
I'm just going to say
it's a valid question.
Get this phone. Yeah.
But no, I only looked threatening to one. The other one was like, no, put it down. She's like, no. Like, and she kept
you.
Going.
And she hit you.
And the,
that's fucking crazy.
The funniest thing about, not the funniest, but one of the funnier things of it is it was right across from a car wash. And the car wash guy, he is a retired cop. So he comes in, like, command on me, like, does, like, a tuck and roll, like, pulls out his cell phone, snaps a picture of the license plate. He's like, and then, like, ducks out. And he's just like, I got the license plate picture. And I was like, all right, I'm out. And she drove off. And that was basically, and hold on, it gets better. I forgot. So he obviously calls the cops. The cops are there in, like, a few minutes. And these are the two options the police give me. They can... What's it called? Like, I was like, she pulled a gun on me. And they're like, all right, well, these are the options that you have. If you report that she pulled the gun on you, we'll take her license plate number and put it in the file. And if anything ever happens, you know, if she ever gets pulled over, anything in the world, this will come up that she, you know, assault, or, you know, whatever. Or if you report a hit and run, we'll put an APB out for her and go look for the car. Like, look, that's law.
Hit and run.
Like, if it's a hit and run, they'll go look for her. Yeah, but if it's just me getting a gun pulled on me, we'll get her next time.
I need your insurance information.
Like, I swear to God, I cannot make this up. Like,
they're like, yo, fuck it, man. Yeah. She pulling pistols like shit, man. And when we catch her, we gonna catch her. But
shit, Tennessee plays and everything.
But did they shoot you? But did she shoot you, though? No, they didn't.
Basically, yeah. Like,
did she shoot you?
But did you die?
That's what happened to me. They broke into my house on Christmas night. I'm eating Christmas dinner.
I remember
dinner,
that shit, too.
And they were like, yo, man. Like, basically, because they didn't cause you no harm, we can't do anything and take nobody to jail. I was like, all right. They was like, yeah. It was like, next time, just kill one of them. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Touche.
Like, I was like, all right.
Dude. Next time, get a hit and run, because they went and looked for it.
I was like, so
I swear, like, after get a hit and run, they were like, when I put it in, is a hit and run. They're like, all right, they blah, 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 blah. They will put in the report. Now every cop is looking for those license plate numbers in case they come across it. Like, but me having a gun pulled out, it won't register anything. You know how, like, they get behind you and they scan your license plate? Like, with a gun pulled out, it wouldn't have done shit. But with a hit and run, the next time a cop gets behind them, she's getting pulled over.
Well, she did both.
Yeah.
So what do I can't do? I can't so follow.
Can they double charge? Yeah, once they catch her for the hit and run,
bitch. Like, that's how it worked for me. Yeah. Like, I know if I did some shit like that.
Yeah, for real. That's what happened.
Welcome to America.
Like, that don't even make sense. That's a question. Like, shouldn't you charge her for both? But really, because y'all are looking for it because of the
one thing.
Yeah,
you can
like, that's how it should work, right?
Never mind.
I think that's how it does work.
Like, that's how it's supposed to work, right? At least I know if you get in a high speed chase, you gonna get charged for everything. Every illegal left turn, every stop sign, 22 charges of fucking of evading the stop sign, or refusing a stop sign, or some shit.
Man, I almost shot this fucking dude the other day on the fucking.
Oh, man, don't say that.
No, for real, but he's a fucking dick because he worked with me. But I go to work early in the morning and shit, so I'm driving on the interstate. This motherfucker, you know, he behind me, he see my car, he notice my car. I'm just looking at the lights in my rearview mirror like, who the fuck is this behind me? So I'm on 285, so I'm driving for a minute. Then I get on 20. This motherfucker's still behind me, so I'm like, who the fuck is this? Then, like you said, all those shootings and shit, so I'm like, damn, what the fuck is going on? So, you know, I try to do some maneuvering and shit. So, I went like 100. I hit that shit to like 100. Then I went between some cars and shit. I'm thinking, this is not a drill. This is not a fucking drill.
Is he doing 100 behind you? Like,
not at first, but then he came. Like, after I did 100, like, I took off on his ass. I, like, went up. I, like, went through. Like,
you thought you lost him? You thought you lost him?
Hell yeah.
And then he just creeps up like 5 miles an hour.
2 minutes later, like, I slowed down. I'm like, all right, whoever the fuck that was, they might not be following me. Then I see the same fucking headlights. I'm like, all right, so I pull my shit out, got my shit ready. So I'm like, as soon as he get up alongside me, I'm going to light that bitch up. I swear, I'm like, shit. So I seen him about to come around, so I hit my brakes so he can kind of like go forward. I hit my brakes, he went forward. I'm like this. He turned his light on in the car laughing. Like, I'm like, motherfucker, I almost shot. I got to work. I was like, yo, I almost killed you just now, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, huh?
The dude that
work. Yeah, he was fucking around. Like, he seen my car, so he like, I'm about to fuck with this motherfucker. I'm like, bro, yo, you don't know this shit serious out here. You can't be doing that shit. No. Fuck. That shit had me kind of shook at first. I'm
like, like, I'm middle aged. Why these niggas following me now?
Yes, like, I don't even do nothing. I'm going to work. Like, my car not even fast.
That's the worst feeling is to be out the streets. Be out the streets and become a victim of the streets.
That's what he was like. He was like, damn, so why was you so paranoid? Like, man, you don't know what the fuck I did. Like,
look how far you follow me.
Yes. Like, I'm like from 285, like South Cobbway. All the way to 20, like going down, like we throwing rolls. Like, this motherfucker's, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I got something for his ass. Goddamn, I'm gonna get you first.
So, you almost shot a coworker. Imagine that shit.
Yeah, I told him, I got to work. He laughing. I was like, bro, you don't even know you almost just got shot, bro. Like,
yeah, you better go on with all that fuck shit now.
Yeah, it's not the time to play.
You be sitting there like, no, please.
Atlanta is a dangerous place now.
So, it's chill out.
The time to play.
All right, well, shit, man. I'm about to call my resident Charlestonian, Kevin. He's been on the show before. I'm about to call him on the show real quick. Talk to this motherfucker. See how everything going back home in Charleston. Let me see if this shit work. This shit ringing? Oh, it's working.
I'm about to say something real stupid as soon as I get on. I guarantee you.
Hello?
Kevin. Kevo, you are, hey, what's up, man? What's going on, brother?
I'm cooling. What's going on with you, bro?
What up, man?
What up, dog?
You on the podcast, man?
What's happening?
What up, my G?
Hey, man, we just called in to check on you real quick and get the update. What's going on back home in Charleston, brother?
Really too much going on back home. I'm being the same old. You know what I mean? Shit, I can't really call it. Well, man, I'm out here doing some crazy shit. Had a good time out there at Myrtle Beach, though. You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn,
fucking Myrtle Beach. Birthday.
You know what I mean? So, shit.
Oh, yeah,
other than that, though, man.
Cooling.
Ain't not really my change down here in Charleston, man. Those same people.
The fuck are you doing in Myrtle Beach? What are you doing in Myrtle Beach?
Oh, man, you know, celebrate the little nephew's birthday, but his first birthday yesterday, so.
Nice.
Went out there and chill with him.
You ain't on the grill, is it? I seen you on the grill last week, I think that was.
Nah, hell no, nigga. I ain't going nobody else out these games. Lord, they ain't paying me neither.
Oh, ain't word.
I love that nigga, but not enough to best damn travel
Well, you fucking fool. Word, man. Well, I'm gonna let you get back to it, man. I appreciate you talking to us, man, giving us an update. I love you, brother.
Yeah, man, I love you too, man. That boy home now, man. Good to show you.
You already know it.
All right, bless up.
All right.
Fucking stupid. Yeah, sorry, man. Kev was like, yo, man. Like, man, you don't never call me for the pod. I was like, all right, man, I'm going to call you during the pod, man. What's
you
up?
Call him, he ain't even prepared. He's like, what's going on, man?
I'm just chilling, baby. I ain't cooking for nobody.
Speaking of Myrtle Beach, you see what's happening in, not Myrtle Beach, but Miami? There's a state of emergency because the spring breakers are out of control.
That shit going
like
crazy.
Only in motherfucking Florida, I swear to God.
I'm just mid pandemic. Not Atlanta.
Just Atlanta.
Not this bad. Like I'm just happy that they just like, yo, let's go to the beach instead. Like,
motherfuckers are fighting, fucking, like, eating, yes, breathing on each other in the middle of the streets.
Yeah. No, that shit crazy. I seen a clip where a dude, I guess he ran out of one of the restaurants on South. Like he tried to run out on his bill. So the workers came out. They was chasing him down. They tackled him and shit. They tackled him. It's like 30, 40 girls all in the street just twerking while they like tackling this dude. They like tackling him and then he got up and ran and shit. They still like just twerking in front of him.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, that was like a very great time. I'm just going to be honest. When I saw that, I was like, fuck.
Of course it's a great time. It's a national emergency. How can it not be a great time?
Like one of those Where Waldo's pictures, dog. Like, yes, you can just always find something new that's going on.
Yes, dog. Like, that's it. Like, there was some shit in the background. Like, I watched the shit like 3-4 times.
I didn't realize that shit was right there. Like, yes.
That shit lit out there. Nah, and they got a curfew now, I think, for they knew that shit was going to happen. Like, shit.
What you think is going to happen?
Motherfucker, this is like the first. They didn't do spring break last year, so shit.
The governor's like, oh, my state's fine. You know, no mask, no nothing. We don't have COVID down here. Like,
what? All right, we don't know.
All right, we on the way, motherfucker. And now everybody's like, oh, no, you can't do it. You can't.
That's too much people. But you know, it's going to be like that bike week.
I can't believe they're going to keep doing it.
Memorial Day, you know bike week going to be lit. I stopped going to that shit probably about 10 years ago, man.
Yeah, it's not getting bad. It got too,
I started calling it.
I love my black people, but I'm not going to no nigga parties no more. Like, that's going to be the story. That's going to be my memoir, dog. No more nigga parties, dog.
Hell no.
I'm too old for that shit now, dog. Yeah, like shit, boy. That shit, hell nah, bro.
Then I grew up in Andrews, so that shit.
That shit right there, bro.
Yeah, we.
That should be too just going crazy, down.
We was like 12.
You know what I found yesterday? I actually found the old DV tapes of Myrtle Beach Bike Week from 1999, 2001. Man, that shit's gonna
be lit. Damn.
Like when it was still fun. Like
yeah, that shit
when yeah, no, there wasn't a lot of video cameras and smartphones and everything. And you had a video camera. He's like, do something for the camera.
Yep,
and it was fun. Fucking little wine joints.
Yeah, them motherfuckers bike week are crazy, boy.
Yeah.
That shit is a staple.
Had some great times out there, I'm gonna just be honest. Yeah. Had a lot of great
motherfuckers
times.
Motherfuckers ran that shit in the hole.
Last time I went, though, I ain't gonna lie, I was like, you know, they call it Black Bike Week, BBW. Mm-hmm. It was nothing but BBWs out there. I was like, wow, wait a minute, y'all got this shit mixed up. That's not what it stands for. That's not what it fucking stands for. Wait a minute. I came the wrong weekend. I think this is the right weekend.
Nah, man, that shit got
like, my up. BBC app is wrong. It's nothing but news. I came to BBW weekend and no BBCs anywhere.
This going to be the next big thing in Atlanta. What's the next big weekend?
Probably. I don't know, man. Next weekend?
All-Star, yeah. Know, right?
We had All-Star weekend. March Madness has nothing to do with us this year, does it?
No. I don't think so.
Nah, that's Atlanta, usually like Indiana and shit like that.
I don't know.
They got nothing. Bowl games and shit here.
It's like every weekend pretty much, though.
I don't know. The SEC championship might be here for basketball.
You know, basketball over. I mean, that's over. Uh-oh. SEC championship.
Yeah, they ain't shit. Yeah. They ain't gonna be shit. Nah. They're trying not to have shit.
Nah, I mean,
COVID still.
I mean, yeah, COVID.
I think everybody's just like, you know, let's get these vaccination concerts going.
Yeah, people don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Especially in Miami.
I'm about to get juiced up too, man.
Get juiced up.
I'm about to get juiced up.
I got my first shot.
That's good, man. You good?
Congratulations.
I'm feeling great. No, I mean, my arm was sore, but just like, you know, any other shot you get, you know, your arm's like sore at first, right? Where they
did
give
you
a shot.
You got a horn starting to go right
now. It makes your dick go 2 inches, too.
Oh, really?
Everybody's lining up now.
Like, wait a minute, I heard it on the dirt bag.
Let me get two.
You get two shots. Can I get
eight
more?
Can I get eight doses right now? Eight. Offer. So, I want eight doses.
So how many would kill me? That's all I need to know.
32 doses.
Motherfucker coming up with the Popeye arms and shit. You got Popeye arms. Like, goddamn. I can't tell you, it would make other things bigger too. Shit.
Just one arm.
Oh my goodness, just that's terrible. No, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it too, man. I'm gonna go ahead and get that juiced up. You know, that way I can be having vax parties.
I want to get it when the FDA approves that shit.
It is approved. It is. We have the only one that's not approved is the not the Pfizer. Sure. The one that's in Europe.
Aspartame.
That one. Aspartame. AstraZeneca. That's it. AstraZeneca or something like that. That one's, we have a fuck ton of them, so we're just going to send them off to Canada and Mexico because we haven't approved it yet.
I don't know. Until they tell me, like, yo, you can't go to work, man. I guess I'll be like,
eventually, that's what's going to happen.
I'm kind of on the same shit.
But that's what's going
to happen. That's what it took for me to start taking the test.
I wasn't taking the test
until they were like, yo.
You got to come in. Yeah.
Eventually, when it becomes like more than like 60% works are going to be
like. Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not even going.
When it's a matter of you just going to, taking the day of your time to go get a shot.
They say I got to take a shot to go to work, then I guess I ain't going to work.
That's what I said that too, but then I was like, damn,
breaking
in the car windows.
All of you motherfuckers.
Not even that, but just like, you know what I'm saying, doing my business, bro.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Like, I don't know. See, man, I'm going to get it before they even tell me I got to get it because I got kids. So, like, I'm afraid of getting that because my son already had that shit and beat that shit. But, like,
I had it.
Listen, the side effects of getting the vaccine a refraction of what it is if you actually catch COVID. Dog, I wanna get that. In addition, all of us went to public schools, meaning that all of us were vaccinated to go to public schools.
Ain't got nothing to do with that.
Like, but it's in the same vein. It's like, if you think of it like that, like it's...
Yeah, we were...
Ain't got nothing to do with that.
That wasn't our choice.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
And now that you have the choice, you're like...
I swear, if I get some kids, I don't know what... Yeah, you're gonna have to homeschool.
Hey, Trey, call a motherfucker in Africa and let's have this conversation. Let's see how he feels about I'm not going to get the vaccine. What are you?
Yeah, I'm like, they're cool out there. They ain't even got COVID out there. They're straight.
They got that shit. Well,
they fucking walk miles to get vaccines.
They told me they could.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, shit, nigga, I'm cool, dog. I'll do it, dog. Just because shit, chicken pox ain't around no more.
Like, vaccine denial is a very, very privileged country.
That's what I'm saying, dog. Like, nigga, we only can have this conversation in America.
We've had this conversation before, but that's
like, you can only have this conversation. It's only American type thing, dog. Like you know, our privilege.
It's like a privileged country, you know. Yeah.
But at the same time, they're trying to really change that shit to where it's like, nah, nigga.
I mean, I get
you
it.
Gonna get it.
Like, yeah. I get it, bro. Like, shit. I guarantee you, the shit crazy.
They can't force it on
you. So,
the Geneva Convention does not allow
but
force.
What if they said, hey, we have an AIDS vaccination right now? Would you get it?
Nope.
Prevention. No, like, and not vaccination. Like, but yeah, like. Yeah,
prevention. Like, vaccine, yeah. Like, vaccine prevention.
You get no STDs. What's what? You can go raw dog your whole life. Even if she got it. You ain't getting it?
What?
I ain't saying nothing. I said, damn. I'm thinking about this. Shit.
I'm like gripping my shirt.
You know, like, where you got to put it? You got to put it in the ass? Boy, going for it, boy.
They got to put it right in the vein of your dick.
I'm definitely not going to get it at that point.
That nurse just smacking it.
I'm straight up, man.
Don't be cool with that.
They get a fucking...
What? You wouldn't get it?
I'm straight up.
Bro, nothing. Like...
I don't need it.
Yeah, what are you, fucking
yes.
Machine?
Whatever
like
you gonna, whatever you
want. You could have a crystal on
yes,
it or something like
that. I am that, yes.
But I would totally get that vaccine. Yeah, bro. You make your chances of ever contracting anything 0%. Like, nigga, shit.
Hit me up.
Condoms are not.
You like,
hold on. Here's
like,
the thing.
Let me get that alcohol for you, bro.
Condoms are 99%.
Come on, whole swab.
You just poke it?
Like this? How deep you go?
Shit, fuck. Yeah, I'm thinking, like, this shit kind of hurt.
Which one? Is this one too?
How long do it take to work?
I'm good right now.
I'm good.
Like, right now.
How long
I'm good.
Before?
Like, I'm good right now. Like, right now. they gonna call
how long
that,
before I can start going
they
wrong,
gonna call so. That vaccine the raw dog vaccine.
This is gonna be raw.
Now, whoever comes up with that is naming it after himself or herself, whatever.
Yeah.
It is definitely you want that name out there. Like, everybody remembers.
Yeah, they're gonna remember me.
I made this shit, motherfucker. I did this for you.
Look at me.
Like the orange vaccine.
I did this to you.
Then 10 years down the line.
Everybody's got babies.
I mean, fuck, condoms are 99.9% ineffective. This made up vaccine, if it was 100%, you'd be stupid not to take it. You still have a 1% chance.
Condoms make sense. Like.
No, they don't.
I'll be honest.
They make sense, I get them, but...
You know. They don't make sense.
Nah, but we know who it does make sense to.
Man, we went fucking forever. All of a sudden, 1970s, they're like...
I love
time. I'm the nigga with the keys up here.
I
ain't pointing.
I love tying a little knot in my
boy. That's funny.
That nigga said he loved tying a knot in his.
She said, oh, you tying a little knot. I said, yeah, I tie a little knot. Old habits. habits from college, bro. I tie a little knot.
Tie a knot? What are you tying a
knot? At the tip?
Yeah. Gotcha, bitch. At the end. Like when I take it off?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
At the base of it.
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, you don't trust a bitch that much?
Yeah, no, this is a fact. I'm trying to do
that. You're like, okay, hold on. Like, is it like, I've never tied a fucking knot. This is ridiculous to me. Like, do you like have to twist it like a fucking bag of shit?
No, bro.
Like a bag of potato chips? You trying to cliche for later?
And I mean, are your hands ever slippery? Like,
what do you got to do?
Exactly.
tie. Oh, make sure it's tight. You gotta make sure. Then you begin about. Oh,
I'm getting a double knot.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Oh,
he forgot what the fuck he was doing.
Take it off.
He thought it was a balloon. Like, it was a balloon. It's
like
not a balloon.
Clown. Like a clown. Just like.
Motherfucker make a balloon animal.
For real.
Motherfucker make a balloon animal.
Oh, shit, dog.
You ever seen an hourglass?
The other part of it.
I made a sperm wheel. Get it?
The other part of it. The other part of it is you keep the wrapper. So you put it back in the wrapper.
Oh, you're extra careful. Nigga.
You're extra.
You put it back in the wrapper, wrap it in tissue, throw it in your pocket.
Put it back in the seal, send it back to the company, make it work.
That's why I'm a dirtbag, dog, because I just I take that motherfucker off and throw that shit away randomly in disgust. Like, oh.
Can nobody come back?
Throw it on her back. Ugh, on your back.
You remember those things you used to get in?
She going like this.
Remember that thing you used to get in the quarter machine that would stick to the wall? Yeah. Fall down.
Oh, that was my keys, I think. Damn, dog. Shit, that's funny.
Sound like a tile.
Yeah, it is. I throw that shit down on the motherfucker. I throw that shit randomly in disgust. Like, oh, get this shit off of me. Let me put my drawers.
I found one once in my sock. Like, I did all my laundry, and like basically there was a bunch of socks in the bottom of the hamper that was not near my bed. And then I'm like putting socks away. There's a used condom in there one day. I was like, I gotta wash all these socks again.
It's not even high class.
I was just like, yeah, take it off. And it fell in the hamper.
You definitely threw that shit somewhere. And you probably was looking for it after like,
that's the funny thing. It's like, I don't know where this thing is. Like, it's just gonna turn up one day. Like,
washed it. That motherfucker washed it with
his
socks. All them
socks dirty. Socks tie-dye. Socks came out tie-dye.
No, no, it didn't get washed with the socks. Oh. It didn't get washed with the socks. It was just in the like hamper. Like I was putting socks away and then putting the socks in, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, that's where this thing was.
Yeah, see, I don't throw it away and discuss it in my room. Like it had to be like back when I was a bachelor, dog. You just, especially if you said that's a, you know, at the chick spot or a hotel, or something, just.
So stick to the wall.
Find it. Let somebody else deal with it. You don't do that.
It wasn't filled. It was one of those like
you don't throw it
in between.
You have to
like we got
to
switch up. Like,
okay.
There's a difference between the finished condom and the switching up. Like
it was a switch up.
It was a switch up condom.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like bitch.
Yeah, that's why you gotta have multiple.
You gotta do that. You gotta be like a NASCAR guy with that.
Even sometimes,
like a pit stop.
Even sometimes.
3, 5, 6.
My record.
0.35 seconds, a world record.
Even sometimes the switch up condom gets
show it to him. He'd be like, oh.
You gotta knock too.
You got the headphones on.
Hey.
Oh shit.
Damn, dog. On silent.
Yeah.
The fuck, man? Y'all ain't stupid.
Yeah, that shit is hilarious.
Goddamn. Get my fuck out of eyes water.
Oh, that shit is hilarious, man.
What's up with flavored condoms?
What?
I never got to make flavored condoms.
It wouldn't. I hope it wouldn't be for you.
No, I'm just saying in general. Like, that's what I'm asking. Like, what are they like? Like, what are you like? What are they for? Like, are you expecting to get like head with a condom on? Like, I'm asking. This is like, I don't understand this. Do people actually do this? Like,
yeah, I think people do get heads with condoms.
Yeah,
a lot of people do.
I mean, I know that they teach it in sex ed, but
I mean, like, you know,
I didn't think anybody actually does that.
You know what I mean? Like,
giving her a treat.
You paying for a blowjob with a condom on?
Yeah, it's a flavor condom, so you get a treat.
But a high class, you know,
I hope you like bubble gum.
but no, it's for her to taste, though. It's for her to taste.
Yeah, I was saying, we're bringing her a treat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's for her to taste. You ever seen that commercial back in the day?
Nobody, so wait, you're trying to tell me a Juul flavored mango is geared towards kids, and those things are illegal now. But bubblegum flavored condoms, it's cool.
It's geared towards prostitutes.
See this fine print?
Two totally different prostitutes
only. It's a fine print on there.
Yeah. There's a fine print on what?
on the roof.
What does it say?
I ain't never read that shit.
What does it say?
For prostitutes only.
Flavor condom
wrapper.
Yep. It is. Sorry.
No, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
I learned something new today, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Flavor. If you're in your 30s and you still using lifestyle tuxedos, man.
Not a condom from the clinic, nigga. That just, you got that one from the clinic.
Stop by every week, get yourself some.
Get a bag.
I know you got about 20 kids out there.
You got that brown paper bag full of condoms.
Bro, that motherfucker got lifestyle tuxedos. Like, nah, they ain't never let me down, player. They ain't never let me down. Over 30 years.
Yeah, I used to love that little brown bag that I used to get, man. Like 10 in that month. Like, yes, I'm going crazy this weekend. Yep.
Durex still ain't shit.
I showed up home when I was 16.
Dave was deceiving as fuck. Durex.
When I was 16.
That's why they have the X on there to let you know they ain't shit.
Yep. Durable, no.
Durable, no. Durable,
nope, it's not.
Facts.
That's what it's for. Anything that got X on it. Durex. On it, man.
Yeah. Nope. New Magnum X? No. Nope. Don't fuck with it. Nope. Don't fuck with it.
What was you about to say?
Oh, the brown paper bag cotton. That's how I. That was my mom's like sex talk. Like I just got home from school one day, yeah, and there's like a brown paper bag on my bed. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it was just like filled with condoms. So he's like, oh, I use them. I'm like, what? Like she's like, that was basically it. She's like, yeah. I thought that was very weird.
But that used to be dope because I used to live by a military base. So you go to the clinic on a military base, they give you a bag full of condoms.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a brown paper bag. Like,
big bag. You're like, yeah, let me get that.
The clear package condoms.
Let me get that.
You can see the color of the condoms.
Everybody used to go get that and then count their condoms and be like, all right. Like, all right, who's going to run through their brown bag first?
It's like, bro, you're 16 years old. All of a sudden, you get handed, like, 30 condoms. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with this many condoms?
Yo, would you believe that I used to be president of, like, this...
At least two of them. President of my
sex abstaining organization in college.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I can now.
I can definitely
that. Makes sense. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Wait, yo.
Yes, this totally makes sense.
Oh.
So what were your job duties?
Huh? What were your job duties?
I mean, we used to go to like a vigil.
This nigga's like a professional cock.
No, bro.
We cannot. Yeah, yeah,
you cannot go into
the
room, you
know, at the health center and shit. Yeah. Tell people how to get tested.
You know? Okay, I can see that. My nigga don't play though.
He's a very responsible individual.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
One, that's two, good, three, that's four. You ain't getting dick no more.
See somebody, take somebody in their dorm room. This motherfucker running full speed to the campus. No!
Oh, and I used to be an RA.
No! We have a code dead. They're getting it on.
Make sure you use these.
I must make it before he penetrates.
Oh my goodness. He's wrong, dog.
No.
This boy trying to throw a diaphragm real quick in
action. Throw the condom on. All right, you good. All right.
Did anybody in your organization get tempted and like...
I'm crying.
Actually, that was so long ago, bro. Like, I don't know, probably so.
Yeah, anybody was just like, I can't live like this anymore.
I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
as soon as he feel that warm.
Like, traveling and shit and, like, being in hotels. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
A group of men and women would travel and jack up in hotels. Yo,
it was a cover-up. It was a cover-up.
It
was a cover-up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to say, though, because that sounds like I'm... All right,
so after the orgy, we're going to the abstinence meeting, guys. Don't forget.
Remember, orgy after the abstinence meeting. Yeah.
Room 112.
You know the code.
All anal, guys. Remember, we're keeping it. Lord be with us.
We're keeping it responsible.
Bring your own lube. Be with him, big old wife. Be all
love. Crazy. That shit got me fucking crying.
BYOL, right?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
B-R-O-L.
Yeah, no, that's
where you learn all the tricks.
I mean, shit, hell yeah, because like we said in prior episode, shit, I learned how what drugs not to use in Dare. I was like, yeah, I don't want glue. Like, nah, that shit sound crazy. Then they started describing weed. You may know, get high appetites and
you know what? You know what? Made me not want to do glue. What's that Spike Lee movie? which one was that? Was that Do the Right Thing?
Yeah, it was Do the Right Thing, wasn't
it? Yeah, when he was like, it was sniffing out of the bag, the glue out of the bag.
Yeah,
that was that shit, bro. Like, yeah, I wouldn't. Nah.
Yeah, there was nothing appeasing. And then that reefer, though, man.
Yeah, no, they didn't have to tell me. I just seen crackheads all the time. Like, man, I don't think I want to do that.
Crack, definitely.
I don't even think they had crack in the motherfucking Dare.
Cocaine scared me.
Yeah, cocaine.
The whole nose thing, that scares me.
Yeah.
Maybe they did have crack.
It's all they did.
Or you're right, a quiet order.
Oh, I've shoved anything and everything up my nose. Fuck it, whatever.
Yes.
Everybody know me.
You a good dude, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Why can't I type on this thing anymore?
I don't know. Maybe you ran out of characters.
Ooh. No, I didn't. Oh, well, I can't take notes anymore, guys.
Oh,
I'm fucked.
It's the end of the world.
All right, well, what else has been going on in the fucking world? Oh,
everybody's talking about this.
Yo, it just erased all the shit I did. Oh, there it is. So the stimmy.
Oh man, my stimmy hit.
I didn't get mine. I did my taxes.
I got my stimmy. I wasn't looking for it either. I just woke up one day. I was like, damn, why my bank account like that? And that shit was like stimmy hit. I was like, ooh.
My last two came in the mail. My last two came in the mail, so it's probably, it'll be here in a couple weeks.
No, I didn't get mine, but because of 2021, I would have 2020 not making shit, I'm getting one finally.
So you get one 2021?
Make too much.
Yeah, I got the first one.
Shit, let me borrow some money. God damn. Let me hold something, man. Shit.
I ain't got no kids. I'm the highest tax bracket, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm paying fucking taxes so Trent's kids can go to school.
Good. Shit, ain't my fault. We thank you for your service,
good man.
I'm already paying taxes for these little motherfuckers. I might as well have some. Good man. Shit. Fuck it.
I try to get over as much as I can, but I get taxed. I get what the fuck they're there for.
Help yourselves. All right, man. So didn't you have a segment you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. What was it to talk about? What were we just talking about?
A lot of shit.
Yeah, a lot of shit, man. You high as hell, man.
Yeah. Speaking of high shit, you know, if you smoke marijuana 16 times and work for the Biden administration, you no longer work for the Biden administration. But if you smoke marijuana 14 times, it's cool.
So what about 15?
I don't know. The number is 15, so I'm thinking 15 is like the limit. Or maybe like...
So...
Like, literally, they piss test you or ask you. I don't know how they figured this out.
So, like, people are, like, confessing that they smoke.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure.
14
They snitching on themselves?
I think so. So how else would they know?
They dry.
I guess they just asked everybody, how many times did you smoke weed? Between 5 and 10, 10 and 15, 15 and 20.
Because we know. More.
Oh, so it's like throughout your whole life type of shit?
Last year.
Oh, nigga, last year was cold.
So if you smoke, exactly, if you smoked fucking weed.
That's crazy, dog.
Weed sales went sky.
Yeah, I smoked weed every day of COVID, nigga. I'm sitting in the house. What else was I going to do?
15 times a day.
Fuck, what else was I going to do sitting in my motherfucking house not being able to go nowhere but the gas station 32 times in a week?
But that's just a weird number. You got high 1.25 times a month last year. You can't work in the White House.
I never got low last year. I'll put it to you like that, though.
Basically.
At no point, at no day in last year was I low.
They got to be drug testing. I'm pretty sure they do.
No, I mean, they get drug tested. They get background check. Like, I had a friend who got, like, a clearance in the military. Right out of college or something. He went to the Air Force Base. And then, like, 2 years in, I have, like, the FBI knocking at my door. Like, you know, we just want to ask you a few questions about him. Like, you know, basically there was anything compromising
about him.
Like, did he have any gambling addiction, any drug addictions, you know, any crazy ex-girlfriends, any
USS Ronald,
you know, like, but, did he do anything that, you know, somebody down the road can be like, hey, you know, did he dress in any racist costumes? Like, shit like that.
So he's going to work for the Secret Service or something?
Air Force. Air Force. They have a lot of intelligence.
Yeah, my sister worked for the FBI.
What? So you had to do that to get in the Air Force?
Yeah, it was me and like two or three. I mean, I think they vetted like 10 people for.
I know people in the Air Force. They came and asked me shit.
But no, he got a, what's it called? He got a higher clearance. No, like, yeah, obviously, no, he knows,
no,
some shit.
No, because they called me with that shit when my sister retired FBI, but they called me when she was getting up in her ranks and shit. Them niggas called me and was like, yo, like, we see that you got this and this and that and that and this and this and that going on and shit type shit. Do you know your sister? Like, verify, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. How do you know her and all this shit? Like, it was a whole big process, bro. Like, because she called me. She was like, yeah, you going to get a call. I was like, shit, I got a call 2 weeks ago. And she was like, yeah, you know, say whoop de whoop, like, and them boy pull up like my whole fucking record, dog, everything, dog, and ran that shit down off the list on my ass. I was like, what the fuck?
It would suck to be my friend.
Like,
it would suck to be my friend and they come ask me some shit.
I was like, what the fuck is going on, bro? They was like, well, your sister, you know,
well, that one time.
Yeah, how do you know? Because they was like,
that was nothing except for this.
They were like, how do you know, blase, blah. I was like, yeah, that's my sister. Da, da, da. They was acting like,
that's a stupid. Like,
but
you think they would know,
like,
that? Yeah, we have everything about you. How do you know this person?
We just want to know if you're lying or not.
Yeah, like verifying all that shit, bro. Like, that shit is the craziest fucking process ever, bro. I was like, what the fuck? And then she called me 2 weeks later with that shit. I'm like, man, you should have called me a month ago shit, bro. Like, what the fuck? When you apply for this motherfucking job. Like,
yeah, they might call you a little
late. These niggas called me 2 weeks ago. I was like, God damn, leave me the fuck alone. Shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, though.
Yeah, you got secret intelligence.
Yeah, when them motherfuckers be doing that shit, bro. Like, that shit, but that shit will come out after the fact, though, like the government and history. It always comes out after the fact. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
And shit, this shit.
Wow. Can you imagine that, having like an awesome career and like you're about to get, you know, some fucking coveted spot, and then they talk to your like dumbass cousin from like back in high school. Yeah. He just fucks it all up for you.
Or your dumb little brother. Like,
but you know, they do that too for like the NBA, NFL, and shit like that, like the drafts and shit. Like,
but not to this degree.
I mean, like, they go talk to your people, like, they go talk to your homeboys. And,
yeah, like,
and
you know.
Like, yo, how's he?
Now know, they do. Yeah.
Now, at first, I was talking to them boy kind of ignorant until them boys started saying some shit. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, I put on that white voice, like, yes, this is him. Like, at first, I was like, yeah, what's up? What is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Nah, this chick showed up. I'm like,
yeah. So, hey, I know, soon as you heard, this is agent.
Nah, they even say agent. Like, they just kept on saying shit. And I was just like, wait a minute. Like, because, like, my go-to is, like, my little joke is, like, you wearing a wire or some shit? But, like, I didn't even joke like that because I was like, oh, this shit sound like the people. I'm like, yeah, what's going on? It's just like, well, da-da-da. I'm like, yo, this shit wild, bro.
Now, this chick showed up at my door. I did this interview in my parking lot shirtless because I was not letting her in my house. Like,
bitch, you ain't coming to my
house. Can we speak about blah, blah, blah? I was like, yeah, sure. Let's come and go outside. Like, lit up a cigarette. It was Myrtle Beach. I'm like, my board shorts and shit like that. Like, fuck it. Let's do it.
Man, fuck that, dog. That shit, them motherfuckers be coming for your ass, though. I'm going to be like, yeah, whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah.
Hey, man, give me a heads up, man. Working with the people, man. J. Edgar Hoover was a racist.
Send out a mass message. Any of y'all applying for the FBI, CIA, let me know. Ahead of time.
Yeah, for real.
Facts, dog. I wish I could show this picture, man. This shit is the craziest shit ever, man. Yeah, shit, because that's how I be out here, man. I be out here just chilling, man. I don't want none of them motherfuckers come fucking with me.
Fuck no. If they come ask, I'm telling you, I'm going to be a horrible friend.
Man, I don't know that nigga. Like, hell no, I don't know
that's
nigga.
Actually the best thing to do. But I don't know.
What'd you say his last name?
So you don't know your sister? Like, nope. Like, I don't know
shit.
I don't know shit. Like, do I need to call my lawyer? Like,
you know, the name sound familiar.
This funny.
Like, I mean, she sound familiar.
Then they going to come pick your ass up for lying.
Like, well, she used to have your last name until she got married. For real? Damn, I'm going to have to look into that.
I had a head injury.
We had to come pick you up and bring you down. Oh, you said Tasha. That time, I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the other. No, that's my sister right there. That's my sister.
We went. We call her. Yeah. We call her Tasha. Yeah. You said Lil Tasha.
I thought you said that time. That's awesome.
Tasha right there.
Yeah, I know her.
Grew up together and everything.
Yep, like that one I know. The other one I don't know.
Same daddy. We got the same daddy. Yep. I know her. My bad, man. I'm tripping, man. I was just sitting here, man. I was playing a video game. I was distracted. Yeah. I was distracted. Like, my bad, man. Hold on, man.
And they'll be like, yeah, you were playing Call of Duty. You were on this board right here. Like, yes.
You stopped for 10 minutes to go look at porn. Yeah. And then you returned. Using your smart TV for 2 minutes, and then you went back to Pornhub for 20 more.
Using your smart TV and your smart house against you.
Yeah. You know what? I did do that.
I did do that. You motherfucker. That's what. You motherfucker. I'm getting a VPN everywhere. Next week.
Buddy, dog.
That shit the fucking craziest shit ever, man. All right, man. So I saw this meme the other day, man. It had me ask me the question, too, man. So I'm going to ask the question on the pod, man. All right. For some reason, I don't know the backstory. We're just going to go with this meme. Your uncle and you. Hi. You just chilling with your uncle one day. And he's like, yo, nephew, come with me. You know what I'm saying? And he hires $5 million with you.
So,
and then he dies tomorrow. Would you tell his wife?
Hey, auntie, uncle left you $1 million.
Is the uncle a blood relative or the wife or the auntie?
Yes, I was about to ask that.
Well, it says your uncle.
I don't think it matters.
Your uncle hires $5 million with you.
Yeah, it don't matter.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Will you tell his wife? They said, would you tell your aunt? They ain't say, would you tell your aunt? They say, would you tell his wife? So now, my aunt is different.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, first of all, if it's the nigga that married my aunt and then divorced my aunt, hell yeah.
Oh, you're dissecting
it. $5 million. If it's my uncle who married a chick, you know, and then divorced her and then married some new chick.
I tell her about 2.5.
Shit, yeah. Uncle left 5,000. Well, we hit a little 50,000.
He left 500 grand. He left about $500,000.
Is it a good uncle or like?
No, like your uncle. When I say uncle, like I think my mama's brother. Like,
I mean, obviously he's a good uncle because he's entrusting you with this information.
Well, I'm the cool nephew. So.
Yeah, well, I picked up the hiding spot.
I told him where he could stash it, right?
Also, hold on.
He had the money, he came to me with his issue.
Hold on. Here's another thing. If your uncle shows you $5 million and then dies the next day, some fucked up shit is happening.
Are we gonna forget about this shit?
Like,
how did he die?
Like, what? You think you're just gonna like fucking be like, I'm a millionaire? Like, no, you're about to get shot. Like, something is happening here. I don't think you should tell your ass.
It doesn't say how he died. It just say he died.
So exactly. I'm going to assume that, you know, this is not a coincidence.
Yeah, if it's my uncle that been broke his whole life and he like, yo, here's $5 million, yo, we stashing this shit.
Why I asked the question. Like, what? You know, I got some uncle that might be smoking.
He dies with a fucking gunshot to the back of the head. Like,
yeah. We need more details. We need more details.
Shit,
I'm telling you, I ain't saying shit.
I ain't saying
he
shit
said it. The question is, would you tell your aunt?
No, man, I'm gonna wait a year.
Or his
man.
Wife. Nope.
I'm gonna wait a year, though, before I make a move with anything.
I'm gonna go put some more. I'm gonna like put, you know, like
Bitcoin.
Put beehives. I'm gonna go wherever you hit that money, put a bunch of beehives around. I don't know, just keep people away from there, wait a year or something like that.
I'm $5 million in Bitcoin.
Come back and get it.
Facts. Facts. $5 million in Bitcoin.
I'm holding off.
Putting that bitch.
I'm waiting on it.
Putting that bitch $5 million in Bitcoin.
You gotta see your surroundings. Yeah.
$5 million.
Nah, hell no. I'm still not giving
it. Because at the end of the day, if motherfuckers come back for their money, you'd be like, yo, man, I put $5 million. He'd be like, yo, I'm about to take the profit from this $5 million and get them boy their $5 million back.
I would split it up.
So either way, $5 million.
You think that they're going to negotiate with you? Like, you just. Where's that $5 million? Hold on, I have a Bitcoin account. I'll transfer you the $5 million.
All you got to do right then and there is sell $5 million worth of Bitcoin, dog. It's in the account the same day. Like, yo, all right, let me go to the bank.
But if they have $5 million to steal from, they're probably not those type of people.
Yeah, feel like,
they're probably not going to be waiting around for you to go do nothing. Oh, this is the guy right here. Okay, bow.
Bow. Make an example of him, right. Even if you find my money.
All right, facts. Then I'm out, then. 5 million in Bitcoin, I'm out. Nigga, I'm like, I'm out, nigga. 5 million in Bitcoin, dog. That shit go to fucking, that shit double. 2 weeks. That's 10 million, nigga.
Hell yeah, take your
time. Nigga, fucking crazy, dog. Like, shit. Yeah. Crazy, boy. 5 million in Bitcoin right now? Shit, boy, who? 5 million in Bitcoin last year, nigga? Who? Right now, then you be sitting about half a billy, nigga.
Facts.
Shit. Facts. I don't know if that's the math, but
no,
shit.
No, it ain't nothing. I was about to say, ain't a half a billy, but shit. You
was at 14,000 a coin. You bought 5 million worth. It was at 14,000. And now it's at 62. Like, shit. No, you should,
yo.
You bought a... Like, shit.
What about this man?
Yeah. You up there.
So, hold on. So, everybody would do it? I wouldn't tell my aunt shit.
I wouldn't say anything about it.
Not my aunt. If it was my auntie, I'm going to tell my auntie, like, hey, auntie, he left a little 50,000.
Real talk.
Actually, no, I'm not gonna say nothing. And I'm gonna just shoot you some money later on, like, man, you know.
No, eventually, not that next day. I'm gonna be waiting on that shit for a couple years. I'm gonna wait to see any kind of heat or repercussions come down.
Yeah,
first,
I'm not gonna tell you,
but I'm out. I'm out. Like that nigga, hey, you coming to the funeral? Shit, no.
Man, you're gonna be a fucking cocky motherfucker that whole year.
Yeah,
like.
I'm walking into every job. Like, nigga, I don't need this job.
Remember that one time you didn't save me a plate? Yeah.
Step in every building like Wesley Snipes when coming to America.
In fact, like.
He's going to listen to everybody.
You smug bitch for a year.
Gotta get a pinky ring.
Sitting on $5 million, can't spend it. Imagine that.
Yep.
You can be like, Trent, let me borrow $20.
I'll be calm.
I remember that. I got you.
I'll be cooler than a bitch.
Yeah, why are you looking at me like that? Yeah.
I'll be asking people, I'll be borrowing money from people. Hey,
you got everybody a taco but me? Okay.
You gotta stay normal. You gotta stay regular.
You gotta stay regular for a year. But after that year, nigga, Lambos.
In Singapore, you can buy Lamborghinis in a vending machine.
I'm starting an Instagram page, like how I got rich. And nigga.
I got dude.
I want to see what this vending machine looks like.
$20 a month. I'll tell you how I got rich.
Dude, work with me.
Niggas
be getting rich off Instagram off of saying, yo, I charge you $20 a month to show you how I got rich off of Instagram. Nigga, like, yeah. He thought that should be the craziest shit ever, though. Niggas be like, yo, I got rich off Instagram. I'm going to charge you $30 a month, and I'll show you how you got rich, how you can get rich off Instagram, too.
At the end of the video, they say, gotcha, bitch.
Oh, shit.
It's a vending machine for Lambos. The 10-story building. You could just G5.
Somebody bought one. Yeah, man, that's pretty dope, man. Those little little car cubes and shit they got where you can fucking pick a car and be like, yo, I want that car right there, man. That's baller shit, man.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all, man.
You should watch.
Yeah, dude.
It's not working.
All right, so since we talk about a lot of money and shit right now, man, like, that shit, the funny shit that occurred this week was
Sweetie.
She had an interview or whatever video where she was talking about, yeah, dude, you know, if she want to play a dude cold or whatever like that, leave a dude cold, he got to buy her properties or something like that and give her a whole bunch of money in order for her to start texting him again type shit. Quavo from the Migos, man, bought her a whole bunch of shit during the course of the relationship. They broke up and shit. And then the day after they broke up, he had the repo man at the door supposedly to get the $500,000 Maybach truck, man.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? My question is, when it comes to that, do you ask for gifts back?
If it's a Lambo, you know what
I'm saying? No. I think it depends.
No.
Hold on, I think it depends.
Because if I bought it,
but what if you leased it?
But here's the thing I was gonna say, it depends. Like, for instance, a house, you still have to pay property taxes on it. Like, you buy somebody a house, you know, it's still in your name.
Yeah.
Who's getting the tax bill?
You buy somebody a house, but you put it in their name.
Yeah, you can't do shit about that then. I don't know what repo man you're doing. This.
No, but I'm saying like a car. He didn't put it in her name. He supposedly got it leased. Didn't put it in her name, so the next day he had to repo it.
Oh, hell yeah, because then she's going to fuck the car. Yeah. It's a lease. Like, yeah. Run that. She's going to overdrive the miles, fuck it up. Now I got to buy this whole car. Fuck that.
Still my property.
It's almost like, do you let her still stay on your Netflix account after the breakup?
Fuck no.
You change that password into the... Fuck, we're broken up.
That's funny.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
It's basically
22.
The same thing.
Yep. Fuck that bitch 2021.
You broken up. You just got to see all the shows she watched and shit.
Or that's when you go in and be like, nah, you know what? I'm going to let her keep it, but I'm going to add this chick.
So what
name.
About like jury?
You add a phantom chick's name to their account.
So what about jury and all that type of shit?
Michelle.
Oh, yeah, sweetheart.
She'd be mad. You put a little crazy like emoji icon on that shit.
But what if you do keep the accounts and then you see like the splash, movie she's splash. You see the movie she started watching and shit like, hold on, I wouldn't watch no shit like this. Who over there?
Yeah, she, no, she
like, over there, hold on. The last dance. Who the fuck is watching the last dance?
No, she's watching all the Fast and Furious movies. She's like, she ain't watching that. Who's she watching it with?
Like shit y'all never watched.
I didn't watch Fast and Furious.
Yeah, some shit y'all would never watch. She's like, hold on, bitch.
This is the cornball, man, watching Fast and Furious. Part 3
was terrible.
Fuck
you got watching my Netflix. That's all I want to know.
Tokyo Drift was terrible, nigga.
This motherfucker fucking up your order on the office and shit.
You didn't even watch Tokyo Drift.
I was on episode 6. What the fuck is this?
Bitch, you said you didn't even like the show.
you watching all the shows.
I'm going to watch from the beginning.
so you telling me he more open-minded than I was?
Like arguing with the ex over your Netflix account.
I wasn't open minded enough to watch new shows on Netflix. That's why we in this predicament. That's what you telling me.
You come home, she watching Kama Sutra.
For real, you like what the fuck?
I wanted to watch that with you. Well, fuck you, motherfucker.
Somebody watch it. Somebody else is over there and they watching your Netflix.
To always change your password after every breakup.
Damn, you must be fucking a lot. You always watch Sex in the City before you fuck. That's all you been watching on your cue. Sex in the City, the movie, the series.
You watched the whole season last week. What the fuck's going on?
Look at these most recents.
That's gonna get you pissed off. Like, bitch, I ain't been on here in a week.
That's why you always change your password after every breakup.
Hell yeah. You got to, though. You got to be petty as fuck.
I think by this point, like, I mean, if you're dating somebody without a Netflix problem, she probably has bigger issues than that.
Nah, give me that. Yeah. Nah, hey, but you kind of enjoy shit after a while. Like, when you're together, you're just like, well, we
but
move as one
fuck,
anyway.
But like,
move as one. It's that awkwardness when you stop moving as one and you got to go back to being like, two similar different people and be like, but fuck you at the same time.
Amazon won't let me erase my ex's account.
You got to buy all new dishes.
Oh, yeah, the Amazon Prime.
Every
too,
time it's just like, the worst, I'm sorry, we can't delete this for you. I'm like, fuck you, Amazon. Just erase your profile. I don't want to see it.
Right. Damn.
Nah, that's when you damn.
Change it to fuck you.
Torture.
Torture.
Can't order shit from Amazon. I'm not seeing my face, bitch.
I don't even want that shit no more. Man.
Damn, you know how heartbroken you're going to be if your girl call you and be like, yo, I'm breaking up with you, and you log on to the Netflix and the same day it's another nigga's profile.
New bae.
Your new bae better get your Netflix, bitch.
We're like, Tron. Who the fuck is Tron?
Use Tron Netflix, bitch.
She add him on your Netflix account.
Right. Hell no. That's really going to piss you off. Nah, he got your Netflix password.
Using your ESPN your Plus. Password. Ordering fights on your ESPN Plus. Like, yo, we going to fight, nigga. Funny, we going to fight.
That's petty as hell.
Yeah.
I'm in.
You got to be sometime. So nobody got their stimmy but me?
Yeah. Nah, mine ain't here.
Man, fuck you. Right.
I ain't got my shit yet.
We still in the weekend. Maybe Monday come, it'll hit.
I should probably be in like 2 weeks.
I ain't got the Nike shoes from the
But you know what?
Apps,
I ain't even really looking for it,
but I got
it,
my
man.
Stimmy, though.
My uncle told me I was stupid, man, because I wasn't looking for it. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty smart, though.
Man, I just cashed my last one.
From the government, dog. I don't expect shit from the government, but when I do get something from the government, I'm like, oh, thank you.
When I do get something from the government, I'm like, hold on, what the fuck are you sending me this for? What?
That shit goes straight into savings.
Yeah, fuck what's that shit. About? I expect shit from the government. Hell no, these motherfuckers, I pay them so much money in taxes.
Shit from the government. I thought they was going to take more.
Nah, that shit ain't here.
Nah, that's why I ain't cat. Like, it took me like almost a year to cash my fucking my first stimulus.
So I got...
Because I was just like, man, they going to ask for this shit back. So,
no, when I got my unemployment last year, they were like, do you want to get taxes taken out? I was like, fuck no. And now all of a sudden, the people who got taxes taken out, they're forgiving $10,000. Oh, no. So ideally, if you got $10,000 and got your taxes taken out, now you got to fight the government to get it back.
Yeah, fuck that. I know, you know what I did? I said, hell no. I said, catch him if you can, motherfucker.
And now what I'm doing is like, all right, like I got enough, you know, expenses, an iPad or this or that to be like, I, you know, that other, because I got like 20 grand in unemployment. Or whatever. So it's like that as well. Yeah, I was like, I everything off. That's I use that for a bunch of work stuff.
Then my homeboy was like, damn, I just filed my taxes.
It's all legal. I promise you. Everything is legal. I have an accountant, TPA, all that shit.
My homeboy just filed his taxes and then they said this shit with the unemployment shit, but he already went and paid the because he had his taxes getting taken out.
They'll give you a credit, but I don't trust him.
I don't know what you thought this was.
You gave us like two grand, but we're gonna give you back $1,700. We just gave you a $1,700 check, so it's cool. Like, no, fuck that.
Taxation is theft, motherfucker. I was like, yo, they was like, yo, you want us to take taxes out of this damn unemployment check that we ain't give you for 9 months? So I was like, hell no, nigga. Yeah. Like, give me my lump sum, nigga. Like, shit. Oh,
by the way, this is, like you said, this is all legal.
Both of them.
Both. Our actual jobs.
I want both of them. I want my state tax and my federal tax. Oh. Both of them. I want both of them motherfuckers. Give me that shit. Give me me. Hey, where are you, dog? Give me me, cuz.
Why would you just want to, like, wait on that shit?
Hell nah, dog. Fuck that shit. I'll pay y'all niggas back.
I got you.
Here's the thing. It's like,
I'm good for it. Hold on, it's the
opposite way around. It's technically... Fact.
Yeah, I was like, that's what I hit him with. I'm good for it. I checked. No taxes taken out, and I write a little comment. I'm good for it. LOL.
If you make $100,000, you're basically paying what, like $30,000 in taxes. I mean, they're giving you a $1,400 check, and like
35%.
You're like, here you go, bro.
35% taxes usually what Americans pay is 35%.
Yeah, so you're getting $35,000 taken out, and they're giving you a $1,400 check. And your tax refund like $5,000. Like, hey.
Yeah, well, that shit will be going like this. As soon as you cast that motherfucker, this shit evaporates.
Government need to start letting that motherfucker's there claim throat babies.
I gotta be rich.
This boy be paying me.
Nah, I just think the government should do one.
Line them up, come on.
Yeah, how many rebates you get? 30,000.
Did you use any flavored condoms with these throw babies? Because that's an expense, you know. You can write that off.
Write them off.
Flavored condoms off. That's funny.
That's fucking terrible.
About 35 cases.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Nah, throat babies, man. Shout out to the throat babies, man. All right, man. I saw this meme.
Hold on. Before you go, I actually read this morning, there's a study that says... since you're going throat babies, like, we always thought it was the fastest sperm that swims gets, you know, the one that first gets there is the one
that's the egg.
Apparently the egg decides which one it lands in. Hmm? Little choosy bitch.
Hey. Yeah, you
were chosen. You weren't the fastest.
I can see a motherfucker talking to the bouncer like, nah. The one in the trench coat right there. Yeah. Come on.
Basically got like eight motherfuckers spitting game. Come on, let me in. Like, you.
Me tell me, none of these eggs like my sperm?
Shot that. I'm upset about that. That motherfucker.
I'm upset about that. I kind of offended. Bitch,
do bitch, your eggs.
Your eggs don't like my sperm, bitch?
You were the chosen one.
I'm a fucking facts, though. We were all the chosen.
We weren't the fastest swimmers. Like, we were the chosen one.
Yo, let that ugly motherfucker right there.
We were the fastest and the chosen one.
Coming out, I was determined. That's my story. I was determined.
Everybody's determined even before that.
I believe more than anyone.
Before they get to that egg.
Before they take their first breath, man.
I was determined to get to the egg, though.
You were determined to get to that egg. If you was born, man, you was determined before you was born.
It's like, fuck y'all.
Yeah, fuck y'all. Like, but we're your brothers and sisters. Fuck y'all, motherfuckers.
I'm being born.
What if you crawled through that knot and became like.
I left all my sperm siblings on that sheet 2 years ago.
I still remember their names and their faces.
For my physical family.
Yeah. Hell no.
We got something more in coming.
No, I've been with my physical family for over 32 years now. I left my original family.
Back off somewhere in that womb.
It looks like D-Day.
Left my comrades on the battlefield.
Bodies everywhere.
I got to the chopper.
And I was the lone survivor.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. I was the one that got to the chopper.
I got to the chopper.
You slipped that one in there, bro.
Get to the chopper.
You slipped that one in there, bro.
Oh shit.
I made it.
Damn, I made man. It. I survived. No shit. That's the fucking dumbest shit ever, man. I got to the chopper. Oh. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm dying today, man.
You grab the rope.
You swing on one hand.
I swung on one hand. Like, I overlooked all my dead comrades. Like.
I was chosen!
Oh, tell everybody about your story.
Jumanji!
Hey, I'll do it, dog. That's funny. Hey, that would be like a good animation, dog.
You think you get the little spotlight before you get the rope? Like,
that'd be a great animation, dog, of how a sperm gets to the egg.
Get the fuck out of my way. Get the fuck out of my way.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. What? I know, and he gets on it with his pinky. He's holding on.
And now you see the tail. You see the tail.
Had it wrapped.
So he's floating upside down. All my dead comrades.
I tell your story.
I shall tell you. When I reach my physical peak, I shall tell y'all story on the podcast, and I shall call it the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. And your story has been told here today.
You'll all be
marked. I completed my mission. I set out 33 years ago.
They gonna say, yeah. Hey, y'all crazy.
Every time I hear the word chopper, now I'm gonna think of a vagina. Yo, that chopper was.
Yep. That chopper!
Get to the chopper, dog. That.
Yeah, you get some chopper last night? Oh, I got that chopper.
Yeah, I got to the chopper. Oh. Did you get to the chopper?
I got a perfect idea, dog. You have a shirt. With the chopper. It is actually
a vagina.
And they say, get to the chopper, dog.
Get to the chopper.
This is actually a sperm. Trying to get to the chopper. That would be hilarious. That shit would be hilarious.
Motherfucking Rambo that shit, man. Oh, man.
I'm picturing that shit in my head right now. I know that shit
is beat? Is he like on the rope, like all beat up and shit like that? Like bloody arm? Like,
just on the back of the shirt, just like, I made it.
I made it.
Or is he like Superman, like still all crisp and clean, like climbing up? Like,
fast forward.
That shit is brutal.
9 months later, he's born, emotionally scarred. Like, ah! It was a dream.
It was all a dream.
He look out the window. There's a chopper looking at him out the window.
Dun, dun, dun. I think I've officially reached peak wokeness, though. Like, I remembered that I was a sperm, and I had to tell my sperm story.
What is that? Woke supremacy? Yeah. That's a good segue.
Yeah, that was a fucking that was a meme too, man. This week, man, they said woke supremacy is bad as white supremacy.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. I would say, what is woke supremacy? I don't get it.
What was your logic behind it, Oro?
White supremacy has killed people. Woke supremacy.
It's just enlightenment.
It's an over enlightenment or over paranoia. I guess work supremacy is like.
Yes, my brother, my sister.
You know.
We all want.
Motherfucker so woke, start sleepwalking because you're so tired.
Like, what was it like? What were you trying to say? The one, the bread, who's in the court.
Yeah, the one, like, that's the yeah, you see? That's why.
The darkness cradles the white.
The darkness cradles the white. Much like this world. In America, so where was Wonder Bread originated?
You stupid.
White America. Look, yeah, thank you, my brother. This has been another lesson.
Message.
Message. Nah, but
I want that button. On the next show, I want the message button.
Nah, you know, I think so, it's
message.
You know, so fucked up. I do that shit all the time. Like, if I pull up on somebody, I just be like, message. Message. Every time I pull up, message.
I think, what I think is funny is, I don't know.
What?
A lot of things are funny.
You don't know?
I'm hot.
I know. I was like, "What the?" I was interested just now. Like, I was very interested in what you was gonna think.
I forgot what we were talking about.
He said, "I don't know."
The woke supremacy. That's
what like, oh, white. Oh, woke supremacy.
Woke supremacy like, nah, versus white supremacy.
Thing, man. It's not the same thing at all, man.
No.
Like, honestly, it's two totally different things.
What is woke? Is that a new word?
Even woke supremacy. I've never even heard the whole. I think it's just an internet word.
It's about to be in Webster Dictionary.
Republican Congressman Tim Scott said woke supremacy is just as bad as white supremacy.
No, that's the dumbest thing in the world.
So how do you determine what's woke supremacy? Like, how do you, what's the measure? What's the line?
That you so woke that I guess you hate people that ain't woke. That I guess that's the same, so right? You and you're so white that you hate people that ain't white. Or you so black
gonna
that
start
you,
to me, it sounds
isn't that like racism?
To me, it sounds like
you're gonna start indicting them.
My bad, I didn't cut you off.
Now I was saying, like, you're gonna start indicting them or something.
No. I don't think he's saying that. He's just saying it.
Like culture.
To me, it sounds like he's saying woke supremacy, you know, it's like white supremacy, like, or whatever you're saying. But he's saying it as, so if a white man shoot a black person and we all go out and march and shit like that, that's woke supremacy. We should just let that fucking white dude kill it. Yeah, you just let that shit ride. That's what the fuck he's saying. If you think about that statement, that's all he's saying.
Yeah,
shit.
I don't think that's a valid statement. But
to me, it sounds like he's saying almost, and this is what I feel like he's actually saying.
Stop
like,
crying.
No, no, in a sense, yeah, but I think what he's trying to equate is like, all right, so white supremacy, like an example is like, you know, and this is what I'm thinking is like, you know, black family moves into a white neighborhood. White supremacy gets them out of the neighborhood, does everything they can to terrorize this, you know, this black family to get them out of the neighborhood. Or, you know what I mean? Like, in that sense. So I think he's saying woke supremacy is the same thing but opposite. So, like, if you live in, like, a liberal community and then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I love my gun or whatever. You have some conservative thing. All of a sudden you got, you know, liberals at your door burning crosses and trying to get you out. And that's what I think he's trying to equate. And that's why it's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard in my life. Because I think it's, like, related to, like, cancer culture and...
Yeah.
You know, like,
all lives
and I hate that word too. I'm not saying I'm using cancel. Like, I don't think there's a cancel culture. I think that's just a fucking made up term for getting, you know, trying to get better. In a sense, like, I don't, you know,
I want
Dr. Seuss books aren't fucking.
I just thought about this.
Go ahead.
But they got nothing to do with the subject. But you seen the shit with Lil Mama did or whatever?
Oh yeah, she's trying to start a new movement, heterosexual or something.
Yeah, like.
Movement. What is the, who's Lil Mama? What's going on?
Little rabbit chick, like, you know what I'm saying? She trying to do like, I call the word heterophobia. You know what I'm saying? Heterophobic, like, she's trying to do like heterosexual rights, like.
Oh yeah.
You see that shit? Okay. Yeah, like she, you know what I'm saying? Because she was like, people try to, you know, come on and say she was like,
but
you know what I mean?
It's the dumbest thing. No, that's it's not. No, it's, I don't want to say it's the dumbest thing, but in the same sense, it's like
it's only fair.
It's not. It's almost like saying all lives matter.
Yeah, that's why.
Like, that's what it sounds like to me. Like, you, the reason that there's people that are oppressed is because there's a, you know, there's like a supremacy that's already kind of like. So I'm not saying that all heterosexuals are, but in the same sense, that we've lived in a heterosexual world. Like,
it's so easy to put that label on somebody that, oh, they're homophobic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can just slap that easy. You know what I mean?
I mean,
no, it is easy. Just like it is easy, especially if you're not. minority to say call somebody racist. It's easy to do that too as well. But I feel that point what you're saying, Orin, is because it does, to me, it feels like a lot like when you say, like, I'm going to start this movement of heterosexual, whatever the fuck, it sounds like all lives matter. Like, it sounds like the complete thing that all lives, like, all, it's like, yeah, Black Lives Matter. It's like, well, technically all lives matter. It's like, okay, like, all right, homosexual rights. Well, what about heterosexual rights? It's like,
I mean,
like,
but, you've always had your rights.
But I mean, like, okay, that just is what it is. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all lives matter is a thing.
No, it is a thing, but I'm
like, it's a bullshit
thing. I'm not going to, I can't support, to us, I can't be anti all lives matter and then something else comes up on a plate that I don't really give a fuck about. Like, honestly, because, like, my brother's transsexual or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, like, me personally, like, I'm not directly affected by a transsexual getting more rights, so I don't care. Get your rights, whatever. It's fine, bro. Like, I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I want everybody to have equal rights. Like that, though, but it's like, still, but like, I'm not about to. But like, so with that being said, I can't be against all lives matter and then be like, yo, I'm for this heterosexual right shit, even though I, you know, because it feels to me the same shit.
Yeah,
it's the same shit.
But it is. But I'm saying they exist though. But what if you just like, joking? I'm for everybody's rights. What if we, you know, how we always joking, fuck around, say some shit out the way. Now people coming on you like, yo, you. You this, you that, you that. You just said you got, you know what I'm saying, how your family is. But now they coming at you like, no, you this, you that. You like, no, I didn't even mean it like that. I just, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of what she was saying. Yeah, like, about, you know, I said some shit. It might be joking, might be whatever. Yeah. But now there's so many sensitive people that's like.
You can't even say certain shit. In which I get, times change. We all grew up in the 80s and the 90s, man. So it was a different era, man. Like, we just got to accept that it was a different era. We can't be wanting to be the generation of, like, growing up, like, damn, change could be possible, whatever, whoop-de-whoop, and we finally get changed and not being willing to accept it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all it is, man. Like, we just all have to be able to accept change, whatever, man. Shit ain't politically correct no more. Whatever,
ain't nothing, man. Politically correct. That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's why we got this always podcast, because we're going to talk about it. We're going to joke. Everybody going to get it. Like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, my whole
equal
family
opportunists.
Is diverse like a motherfucker. My stepfather's fucking Muslim. One of my best friends is Jewish. So, like, come on. Let's go.
Like, have you ever had him in the same room?
No,
I'm just kidding. We should. That would be fun. We know who we're calling next week.
Special guest.
But to me, that's what it feels like. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm for whatever, man. Everybody get their rights and shit. Like, I'm for, but I don't think, you know what I'm saying, you should be, because, like, the thing with me, with the whole, you know, especially the thing that gets to me is when you're like, yo, like, when they're like, well, because you don't like transsexual chicks, or, you know what I'm saying, chicks that were dude, you know, like, you're homophobic. Like, how does that make me homophobic? Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I hate to talk about that because
that is, to me, that sounds like woke supremacy. Like, to me, it's like, I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's a small percentage, but in the same sense, you're right. Like, if we're going to talk on it, like, it's almost like, you know, like the conservatives are like, oh, you should, you know, like, I don't, you know, the gay community is like, you should be able to love who you love. And conservatives are like, no, you should love a man and woman. And now that, you know, like, more it's open, they're like, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm still attracted to women and only women. You know, to have anybody say that, oh, no, you should be open, you know, attracted to something, you know, like you said, like, it's complete hypocrisy in a sense. Like, but it really isn't a lot of people. It's one of those, like, there are people that are saying it, but it's the only reason you're hearing it is because it's being amplified by the right to kind of show the hypocrisy. Like, there's not, I don't think there's a movement of people out there saying that, you
that's
know, crazy. You and I,
that's dope.
We're not woke enough because we're not attracted to, you know, people that have transitioned.
He said it's amplified by the right to show the hypocrisy. That's deep as fuck.
You'd be surprised how much that's of that shit is.
No, that's deep as fuck. You think about that shit.
Like, because I've seen it, I've come across it, and I've actually talked to people. I'm like, how? It's like, it's like, you know.
I mean, it's just
like getting struck by light. There are people out there who feel like that, but there's
just like, wait a minute.
Those are the same people that believe that all of us should work for fucking, you know, the same amount of money, and that, you know, they shouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, you and I should bust our ass. They should work at, you know, McDonald's, and we should all make the same amount and live in the same kind of house. Like, it's like those people are like,
you got to get it where you fit in, but.
It's like the same thing, like, remember a few years ago, there was the guy on Fox News who was buying lobster with his food stamp cards? Like, how many people do you think actually do that? Like, not many, but this guy was on every fucking news channel across the fucking world. It was just amplified. You know, look, these are the people that are taking abuse of your
lobsters or the roaches.
But you know how much,
you
know how much people do that when they food stamp?
Seriously.
Are you crazy?
I'm not eating lobster every night.
I get a food stamp card just to get lobsters. What are you talking about?
That's awesome.
If I'm going to get me some lobster, some crab, somebody got some food.
Snap.
Let me get one. Yeah, let me get some. It's a fact. I just had some lobster claws. I'm sure it was delicious.
I'm not big on it. I mean, I've had it. I'm not against it. I just think it's overrated.
Really?
You know, the first union, the first labor strike in the country back in like 18 something, I think it was actually even by a group of slaves in like Massachusetts or something like that, was over lobster because they were tired of eating it every day. They're like, we ain't doing this shit no more. Yeah. Like, we want something else.
That ain't no shit you can eat every day. I'll say that.
Yeah, I can't eat lobster every day, man. That shit would give me so sick.
But that's what it was. It was like,
no, I can't even imagine, you know, dog. Just eating
lobster is like one of the best marketing fucking campaigns in the world.
Lobster's not that good to me.
I mean, for real, like the older I get, the more I don't like lobster just because it's like, it's the cockroach of the sea. like
I'd rather
come here. Monkfish is actually good. If you ever get a chance to try monkfish, it has like the same texture, but it doesn't get as like chewy.
Try it.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. Now, I love me a good little country boil now. Shit.
Boy. Oh, I do too. Don't get me wrong. There's a time and place for shit.
You gotta hit that boil up, boy.
You see my Instagram. Yeah, you gotta relax. You see my Instagram.
Yeah, man.
Go on my Instagram. You see what I do.
I get a little country boil pop every day. That shit is amazing.
I'm gonna get into the last meme real quick, man. It said the reason Batman doesn't cover his whole face is because he needs the police to know he's white.
Facts.
I was like,
facts.
Of course.
No, like, I'm a white guy. I'm one of you.
Yo, oh, shit. I was like, yo,
you think about
don't
it.
Don't shoot.
It's funny because it's probably true.
I said, son, that shit had me dying, bro. I was like, are you serious?
You know what I've always been amazed by with Batman? Like, instead of going after him like Joker or Penguin or something like that, if I wanted to go after Batman, I'd get a job at the IRS. And then just audit that motherfucker.
Yeah,
freeze all his accounts. What the fuck's Batman gonna do? Broke ass Batman.
You
haven't
thought
shit
about that too.
Yeah. No,
like Batman's superpower is whiteness and money. Like that really is his superpower.
Court system. Everybody got to go to court.
Well, the Joker's watching the High Class Dirt, man.
We done gave away the secret.
Joker did a job at the IRS.
Oh,
fuck him on his
the
tax.
The accountant, how dare you?
Yo, stupid as hell.
Fuck him on his
tax. That's funny.
They call him the chef now. Why? Because he cooks the books.
AKA the Joker. AKA the chef.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
He whip it, mix it, make it work.
Or don't work. I'd like the Riddler suit, but it's all money signs.
You got a chef hat now.
Damn, man. All about my people.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, that shit was funny. Oh man, we got to talk about fucking Deshaun Watson, man. Damn, man. Damn. My team supposed to be getting this nigga. Of course they try.
They're not getting him. He's got like 12 allegations against him.
I mean, we might get him, but shit, he might not play for us for a while.
I don't know. I'm just gonna. I don't know.
I don't want to talk about it, but damn, yeah, dog. All right, I am gonna talk about. I don't know, man. I'm not trying to laugh at the situation, but the headline, the media is very deceiving because the headline for this media clip itself, this shit reads, second masseuse claims Deshaun Watson demanded she oil his anus several times during an aggressive encounter. Oil? I'm not trying to laugh, but when you say demanded someone oil his anus several times. Aggressively? Bruh. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to laugh at the victims here. I'm laughing at the headline of the media. Like, the way the media describes this. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the clickbait. It's fucking ridiculous. The shit.
That's funny.
It's fucking hilarious. It's fucking. It's problematic. It's
I'm also kind of confused by it. Like, did he ask several times? Yeah, or was it like, do it again? I said, do it again.
Like, yeah, it's like.
Another.
Yeah, like, yeah, another you one. Already massaged it once. Like, please, do it again. Like, oh, sir, I'm on the 32nd time. Like,
do it again.
Like, another one.
Like DJ Khaled. And another one. and another one. He's got another one button and another one.
She's so ready to leave, and she can't. I guess we gotta keep doing it.
We gotta keep doing it.
But so I'm just confused that, like, that's also, why I was confused at the situation.
I'm going to give, yeah, like, I've noticed, like, you know, I've lived in many different parts of the country, so I've always kind of, like, still follow, like, you know, like, man. For instance, I'm in Atlanta, so I have, like, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, yeah. Like, New York, all that was kind of, like, local, you know, Fox 5 Atlanta, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you would be surprised how many times these motherfuckers fuck, like, there's no editors anymore. Like, they don't. Like, ideally, an editor back in the day would have read this and be like, no, this makes no fucking sense. Like, exactly, like, what is it? It's, you know, put a comma in there. Do something. There's one the other day out of, I think, Charleston or Myrtle Beach. And it was about a pitcher who can pitch with both right hand and left hand. And the word is ambidextrous. Ambidextrous pitcher debuts.
Slap ass with both hands.
At spring break. They put amphibious pitcher debuts at spring training. Like, wow. In a headline, in print, and everything
lizard.
Like that.
Exactly. It's a lizard. Yeah, it's
Gecko.
Listen, people, dog. They was right.
Who was in the picture?
Q-Don was right. The boy said it was lizard people. Here we go.
Like, it's not the journalists. I mean, I guess it's something, but it's really, like, it's yeah, more of the heads at the paper. That are, yeah. They basically, well, like, oh, just print it. Like, there used to be, like, a process. Like, everything would funnel through.
No, ain't no process.
An editor, and the editor would, you know, that's all he would do was read and be like, fuck you, change it. Blah, 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 good story, you know. Now it's just upload your own shit.
Yeah, now it's...
Spell check it,
anal,
maybe.
Anal massages aggressively. Like, wait a minute, that's front page news?
What was it that? Was it the elbow? Was it the, like, what was it?
Like, apparently, man, there's a lot of stuff going on, so I don't really want to joke and speculate, but, like, off of that one in particular headline alone, I just had to, like
you know,
that
shit
just...
bullshit.
That shit,
yeah, but it, hold on. Since this headline has come out, though, it has also gotten a lot, like, there's another 10. This is his second masseuse, whereas it's a total of 12 now, so he's, it's, you know, it's... Not a joke. We're literally laughing at just the way it was written.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like today, I heard on the way here, it was basically like,
yeah, and supposedly conspiracy theory. What you say? Hit blunt.
Hit blunt, then wonders.
Yeah, hit blunt, then wonders. New segment alert. The conspiracy theory is that the lawyer representing all the ladies is actually the lawyer best friend of the Texans owner. Mm-hmm. After Deshaun Watson has repeatedly asked for a trade.
But here's the thing. Several months. Whether or not that's true or not, I'm more of a believer. Like, and I'm not disagreeing with that. Even if it is, it could be more of, like, there's now, how do you look at it? Is it a framing thing? Or it's just like, we've known about this for this long. Fuck them. You know what I mean? Like, now we're just going to let it, you know, we've been protecting him for this long.
See, they do that.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't see this as, like... I don't see this as being made up. I see it more as if this has been a cover-up, if that's the conspiracy theory thing. Like, I don't see them trying to flame him on this.
Damn, this nigga asshole.
I think it's just like, you know, protecting
damn, nigga.
Asshole.
Damn, nigga. If you go out because you wanted your asshole massaged aggressively, my nigga.
I don't hurt her.
Bruh.
And just straight up, go to, you know, bruh. Go to Cartagena, go to Vegas, go wherever, you know, man. It's legal and just...
I mean, Lawrence Taylor smoked crack and was one of the greatest linebackers of all time.
So. But he smoked crack on his own. He didn't put any, he didn't make anybody else, he didn't force crack upon anybody else. He didn't hold anybody down and be like, smoke this.
He didn't force crack aggressively on anybody else. What the fuck?
Several times. He didn't do it. He was.
Yeah, man. Well.
Like, it kind of upsets me.
If
like,
it is
I know
true,
you're not.
I hope that brother gets the help he needs. And
I hope I'll because like, this motherfucker's gonna go to jail.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, that's what
fuck
I say.
Like,
when I say
shit like that, bro.
When I say,
but if it's not true, then
yeah. Boogie and booty up is rape. Boogie, like laying down naked on the table. Boogie and booty
you
up.
Never live down that headline if it ain't.
Nope. Holy fuck! Nah,
nah, it's gonna be hard to live. Like maybe the second one, but 12 now. I mean, you can't live
shit,
that.
Same shit with Antonio Brown. You seen what happened to him?
Andrew Cuomo
like
as well.
Came back and won a ring. That's a lot. I mean, that shit go on. Most of these folks, like most of these people who out there and they got the million, they There's dirt on the everybody.
I think if you have
just the timing of when I want to put the shit out or not.
I think basically if you became like very rich and powerful in the past like 4 years, you're pretty all right. But if you've been rich and powerful for basically, you know,
a while,
there's probably done some shit that's going to come back to haunt you now.
Hell no, because if you just been rich and powerful for the last 4 years,
shit, you're aware. You're aware. Like, you're actually like, you know, you're not like taking your position into like, you know, I'll hire you if you blow. You know, you're not doing that shit now. You know that.
Like, I was a dirtbag 2 years ago.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Nah, man, this shit crazy.
Like,
man.
You might have not known you were a dirtbag. I mean, we know what a dirtbag is, but you some people might have not known that they were
still ain't but I came Allen. Up now, so, you know.
Fuck that nigga, man. They still ain't get Woody Allen.
They still, that's, too, they, man, that's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole other. I mean, he's done. He's never going to work again. Never any of that shit, but.
He ain't in jail.
He ain't in jail. Exactly.
Yeah, fuck that motherfucker, man. Man, fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit, man. That's why you, hey, man, that's why, you know what I'm saying? You got to be out here, man. You got to be protective of your loved ones, man, because these motherfuckers out here, man, wanting their asshole massage aggressively and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know. Yeah, man, it's allegedly. That's what's so crazy about the court of law, because, like, he can be found not guilty and still be guilty in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's just the crazy thing about the court of law. Like, even... Like you said, you're not gonna be able to. How do you live something like this down in this day and age? Like, yo,
like even if you didn't do it.
Yeah, even if you didn't do
just
it.
Just being accused of. Yeah, no, that's
me. Nah, you can get on. If it occurs,
people don't.
That should have followed.
But here's the thing. We really don't have any examples of it clearing. Man, because not most of the time this shit.
Ben Roethlisberger really.
Ben Roethlisberger
really raped some bitches.
Ben Roethlisberger, yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
My ex,
man, he's still in the fucking.
My ex that waited, worked at his table. She said he was the biggest creep in the world. Like all the girls hated when he came in. Like
he was a rape
overly
man.
Sexual. You know, like grabby, man. Touchy, the whole nine. Yeah, well, you're hearing this, motherfucker. Come after us. High class dirtbags. Get it on Spotify, Apple Tunes, all that shit.
Yep.
Anyway,
fuck Ben Roethlisberger. I've been saying that,
but you know. So, was you with the Boudet? Is that kind of like getting your ass massaged?
Is that kind of like are you like aggressive mode?
Get a bidet.
Do you have aggressive mode on your bidet?
This nigga could have got a bidet and been straight.
It all
straight.
Comes full circle.
That nigga could have got a bidet and been straight, bro. Like, if this nigga would have got a bidet, he would not be... This nigga should have got a bidet made 2000 with the Cadillac function. You get the features.
You should have got... You gotta
the
get
hydraulics
the
and the air pistons.
Air pistons, though.
You get the East German...
He needed the Lambo version. Yeah. He needed the Lambo edition of that shit.
No, you gotta get the German version for that aggressiveness. I want the aggression. 11.
You have to take the governor off that. Yeah.
He bought
yeah, I need to go past 160.
Man, he bought it at the back of a van in the alley, bro.
He gonna pop the governor off that motherfucker like fuck it. This been street illegal.
Bought it out of a trunk and shit like that. This bidet is illegal in 86 countries.
That motherfucker's like, yo, hey, regular people that should have skinned your asshole.
This is a bidet for polar bears.
That motherfucker got Nas on that motherfucker, dog. That shit is 3 PSI.
You gotta hook it up to your gas.
Stop,
though. My rapid fire, man.
Stop.
You gotta turn the air filter on before you use it. Air compressor.
Yeah, that shit got Keurig pods for different scents. like pop a pot. That motherfucker. The Watson edition.
Limited. Get him now. Get him now before we sell out.
I'm not a part of this. I'm not a part of this.
Why did this nigga get a boudet, man? That shit massage your asshole for real, bro. Aggressively.
What is it? It's the Cadillac. Yeah,
that's the Cadillac CTS. Not the two door, the four door.
The first drop.
Yeah, that's the first drop. With the air suspension and the wheel where you got to turn that shit 15 times just to make a right turn.
It's crazy.
Then you got to wind up the fucking wheel, though, just to make a turn.
Yeah, dog. Why's anybody invented a rotating toilet seat?
Like, so you can just like swivel.
I don't want to swivel on my toilet.
That's how you pitch it off. Or that's how you pitch it off.
You want to swivel. That shit seems like that shit will fucking make your toilet disgusting as motherfucker.
You splashing around.
Why? You get a good bidet wipe.
Hate you.
Instead of just cleaning right here, you got to clean over.
Your cleaning lady going to hate you. Like, yo, that shit is splatter every time. Every time is everywhere.
You're going to need a bidet, dude.
Facts.
Get that 360 degrees of cleaning. Like.
Or you want to straddle your toilet.
Like the old country.
I want to hold on to you.
I fucking sit on the toilet.
Well, I can put the iPad right on top. I don't even have to hold anything. Like. No,
that's your desktop in the toilet.
Oh, I'm gonna use that shit like an outhouse.
Sit on the elementary school desk.
The bidet would tickle your dick.
Then you mess around and be like, nap now.
Well, man, y'all are crazy.
Man, you gotta get a bidet, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, that shit massages your asshole aggressively.
Put the bidet on a timer.
Hey, Alexa, set timer for 20 minutes. Yo. Set the bidet timer. Like,
hey Siri.
You can snooze that shit. Snooze.
There's no alarm ringing here. Well,
shout out to Siri. What's up?
There you have it, people.
Yeah, she be having it, man. Nah, man, you gotta. Oh, man. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry if anybody's offended by that last part.
We just tripping, man. He's tripping.
Yeah, I'm sorry to anybody that was, directly affected. If the allegations are true, man, like, this shit is terrible. Like, I hope this shit gets corrected, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think they're true.
Just fuck, man. I don't know, man. I don't know what to believe anymore, man, when it comes to that shit, man.
That's hilarious, though.
Yeah, it is hilarious.
How credible is this? Is this
12 verse 1. I'm going to go with...
I mean the publication. The publication.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
The headline was just crazy for me, man. It was like, yo. It was like, man, he should have got a bidet, man. Cheers to Flames, man. He put that two and two together, man.
It's the problem solver.
Yeah, that motherfucker should have got a bidet, man.
The bidet is the problem solver. Solve all your
issues. Get out of jail and just hand him a bidet.
What did you call it? Rice Krispie butt?
Rice Krispie butt.
That's disgusting.
Chocolate
kind of chocolate. That's disgusting. Fair. You wonder why people be so mean and angry. You
know
what I
mean? Nutty like, professor the clumps, man.
Face be all scrunched up.
Yo, man, get a bidet, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. You're going to come in to work happy,
bro. Literally. Yeah. That should be the headline. Clean that shit out.
Yeah, man.
High class. Clean dirt bags.
Yeah, we're going to get dirt bag branded bidets. Cadillacs coming soon, man.
Sound like new merch.
Yeah, man, for real. We're going to dirt bag signed bidets.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, listen to me
out. Oh, they always have the latest episode uploaded to them. Just sit down and it starts.
Yeah, it just starts playing. Man,
right where you left off, too. Do you want to continue on episode 12?
Yes, I do. Coming with limited edition aggressive mode. Yeah, shit, vigorously aggressive.
You gotta have that.
Does that come with the Cadillac edition? Aggressive mode.
You have to install the extra large water tank for the house.
It's like Tesla's ludicrous mode. This shit 2 PSI.
Damn.
That shit is a waxer too. Should take off the
power wash.
Should take all your hair off.
Should have bleached your asshole.
You're gonna bleach it for free.
Copy. Brazilian wax mode.
Ah, my skin.
They get out walking like this.
How many accidents? We went through millions of trials to get to this
point. Bidet burn.
Then you really gotta lather down with some oil on that.
Motherfucker, bidet burn.
Bidet burn.
Bidet burn.
Bidet burn. Yeah,
it's Vaseline.
Hey, back to square one.
Exactly.
Back where you started.
You started.
It's a preparation H.
Too vigorous. Too vigorous. Not too vigorous mode. Not too vigorously aggressive
my
mode.
My ass is hot. Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Oh, shit. This should not be this fucking hilarious, man. I'm sorry.
It is.
Oh, man.
See,
oh,
now we're not talking about the story we just talking about.
I will say this is probably the most high class of a toilet humor conversation you can have. Yeah. We were talking about bidets.
Yeah.
That's about the high class.
Next toilet humor. Cigars.
Nah, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, it's, as always, on the High Class Dirtbags podcast.
I wish I had a bidet like back in the day, because, you know, back in the day when you used to smoke, take shits. Mm-hmm. That would have been a much better bidet experience.
Yeah.
A more comfortable. That's probably like the best. I'd probably, you know what? I might actually smoke a cigarette with my bidet just once. Just once. I'm going to go like door to door in my bedroom. I'm like, you got a cigarette?
Let me get one.
I'm buying a pack. I just need one. Nah.
Let's go to the candle lane and get a Lucy.
Yeah.
Facts.
Got can later with you?
Yo, man, just tell him you want the vigorously aggressive mode. With a cigarette.
High pressure.
So I'm going to need two cigarettes. One for after, obviously.
Definitely. 25 PSI.
You've never had it like this before.
Baby, what you doing? I'm in the bathroom. Since you've been in there for 2 hours.
It's the count where you
hours.
It's the count where you gotta lift up the lid. It's covered up, yo. You don't wanna accidentally press it. You gotta lift the lid up.
Leg fall asleep.
You got a five digit key number for that.
Face scan,
right?
The scan.
Booty scan. It got the anus scan. Like this.
Anus. You gotta register your ass to it.
I'm sorry, this anus is not recognized.
Oh, shit. You got presets. Like, user.
User.
I was like, shit.
Come on, baby, come in here and scan your ass.
Well, I mean, we're programming right now.
Don't forget to register your asshole.
Spread it.
I can only have three.
Send your reminders on your phone. Send your reminders. See you tomorrow.
You did not register your asshole. With your new bidet. 20,000.
No, and then you guys break
up.
Hold on. Then you guys break up and you got to change the bidet password.
You get an alert
fuck
to your phone.
Fuck your profile. It's forgotten.
You ain't home. You get an alert to your phone. Somebody else ass in the toilet.
Who ass is this?
I don't recognize his ass.
Cross-reference it in his database. Like, this ass is not recognized.
Yo, that is great, actually. Damn, yo, my toilet told me this. Some other dude peed in my master bedroom. Who the fuck is he?
Some different DNA in there, bitch.
Some different DNA. There should only be my DNA and your DNA in this bathroom. Who the fuck is he?
That's too smart. Anus recognition. The new iPhone's got anus recognition.
The bidet ends up ruining your life.
I heard her here first.
Anus recognition coming soon.
You find that she's cheating, now you're in Home Alone, and all you got is a bidet.
Yeah, I'm deleting your profile off my bidet. Register new user. So you moving in, girl? All right, come here. Let me show you something. This is a master bedroom. Never use this one. I'll show you why. Come here. Go ahead. Sit on register new user. There you go.
You're gonna be one of those people that makes every girl come over and use the bidet first. Like, you got to use a bidet before we sleep. go ahead. Clean yourself up.
Wipe yourself up, babe. Wipe yourself up. Put a bidet in every room. See, you heard it here first, but ain't nothing wrong with a little water squirting your ass.
It happens in the shower.
You know, but when you say it like that.
I don't know. I don't got no pressure. I don't got any jets coming up from, you know.
No, I'm not saying that.
But I mean,
the shower creaks down.
Just use your imagination, bro. Or don't.
I'm not.
Water hit your asshole in the shower. Water hit your asshole with the bidet. Man. So if you don't like water hitting your asshole, don't water.
Not a direct shot, though, is what water. I'm saying.
I was going to say, water also hits your asshole when you take a bath. Right,
water splashes, but you got a fucking jet stream.
You got to change the angle.
You can change the angle.
Hey, before he bought that shit, he used to go to jacuzzi. Go to the gym.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to go buy a bidet, baby.
Nah, but I am getting a hot tub this year, though.
Thank you for doing
the research. I am getting a hot tub this year, though. Fuck yeah.
You should. You got a perfect backyard for a hot tub.
I'm totally getting a hot tub this year.
Trust me, guys. We will be podcasting from the hot tub one of these days. That's actually going to be a fun episode.
Probably not.
I was thinking like,
is this gonna be us?
It'll just be Orin and everybody.
I'm cool with it.
Everybody will be at picnic tables.
I'll be like, motherfucker, full jacket, everything on. Fully clothed. Like, and win again or something. Like, fucking sweating. Like, yeah, I'm about to pass out. But I have to prove a point.
I gotta stick it out.
I'm about to faint.
I had to prove a point. I gotta prove a point out this motherfucker.
Three more minutes.
Oh, yeah. All right, man.
Oh,
Take
a pass on the podcast.
Yo, just to prove a point. Like, I'm not getting in that hot tub with Warren.
I cried a couple of times. Already.
Oh, man. Well, as always, you can see the High Class Dirtbags, man. Shit come full circle, man. We talk about one thing and somehow we make it all relate to one another, man. Which makes you, you know, makes you think everything in this world is related somehow or connected somehow or another, man. It's just up to us to put it together, man. That's what we do here at the High Class Dirtbags together. We put this random shit that goes on in this world today and we put it together so you can understand it.
And we have a good time doing it.
Suckers. Don't forget to laugh. You know what I mean?
You gotta, I understand we live in a politically correct time and everything, but don't forget to just, you know, laugh. You know what I'm saying? But not at other people's expense. But
sometimes.
Yo, comedians do it. Sometimes they deserve it. Sometimes.
That's why we watch comedy. You know, comedy shows.
We laugh at people's expenses because they deserve it. We're not laughing at people that aren't, you know, missing fortune.
If it was at our expense, people would laugh at us.
I was gonna say, I just laughed at
them. Like, sometimes I tripped the other day in public. And I know, like, four people was like, ha! And I was like, yeah, all right.
You got I bust that. My ass last week.
Yeah, you got that.
I know a couple of people you chuckled
got,
a little
bit. I saw it. I laughed. I was that motherfucker.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got it.
No, I was. I didn't see it. I heard it and then saw him getting back up. That's
what
it was.
I was like, what did put it?
He was getting back up, so it was, like, laughable now.
Yeah, as soon as you see a motherfucker, you know. Like directly after they fall, like this nigga.
Then they start living later.
Just, I only stop laughing if they hurt. So as soon as you fall, I'm laughing until you get up and your arm broke.
No, you've never done it. You've been like, you okay?
Yeah, dude, I'm good. Oh fuck, you missing like six teeth, dude.
No,
fuck.
I'm laughing immediately. I'm laughing immediately, especially if I catch it. Oh,
I'm gonna feel bad, motherfucker. Nope. Die. Like that's funny. Like you alright?
If you laugh at yourself, it doesn't hurt as much.
Nigga, just like
I got that. No, it still hurts.
Not as much though.
No, that shit hurts. We all in our 30s. No,
it may help your spirit.
Now you're crying because it's so funny, not because it hurts so much.
Anytime you fall after your 20s,
you gotta laugh
dog,
at yourself.
Hurting. Yeah, you're hurting, dog.
But you gotta laugh at yourself. Facts, that's some funny that shit. Because I know if I see somebody else fall, oh man, I'd be dying laughing. Nigga, I fell. I told you I fell out the shower.
Ooh, yeah, like, we did laugh worked. At that. I remember that.
Yes.
I felt
and
nigga,
I died I laughing. Before I got up, I was on the floor cracking up. Like, boy, I'm glad nobody seen this shit. This
man, I fell in front of my girl down the last step of like 13 steps, dog. But but I had socks on her hardwood floors, bro. Oh, wow. And when I fell with that glass of water, man, I tried to catch myself. It just hurt more, dog. And it like directly after the fall, it didn't hurt. But like the next 3 weeks after that, bro, like I was like sore. I couldn't move shit. I'm like, bro, like I'm too old for this shit, bro.
I forgot. God, I busted my ass yesterday. You saw it. I did one of those little smart, you know, the little the scooters, not the scooters, the boards with the like they have
the one
big wheel,
the one wheel.
And I'm doing it, and the person who's oh my gosh, so how do you get off? She's like, oh, you just lift your back foot up, and it'll automatically stop for you. So I get to where I'm going, and I swear to God, I hold on. I don't trust it.
No,
so I'm holding on to the.
It's important to say where you were going.
Exactly. I was going to take a piss. And so I'm holding on to like the bathroom, like I get outside the little like you know the little where the bathroom is. And I'm holding on to the wall, and I take my foot off, and she told me the wrong foot. So this fucking thing just takes forward and it's got my literally like I do a 360 before this thing just shoots out under my fucking feet. And all I hear is I have a walkie-talkie. The person who owns it, she's like, I saw that. And I'm like, fucking
she says,
she told me the long the leg. It's a front leg you gotta lift up. You lift the front leg and it goes down.
That's what but she said she saw that too.
She got on the walkie and said it the same time I said it out loud to him. I saw that.
Oh shit. I know you died laughing like you had.
Yeah, I was laughing. Yeah. I was laughing. It was then, my shin still hurts.
He pissed on himself?
No, I didn't piss on myself.
You're trying to go to the mat.
I did shoot myself with the fucking BB gun. We got nerf guns. Them shit's hurt.
I couldn't believe that happened though.
Damn, dog. Yeah,
that's busting my ass. Yeah, it's okay to bust your ass.
You 30 years old, man. That shit. You past 30 now, man. That shit gonna hurt, man.
That shit hurt.
Yeah, I know that shit. I know you.
It's gonna linger for a while too.
Funniest yeah. thing is watching somebody fall who don't know you watching. That's give me so
no,
much.
No,
joy.
Actually, you're right because then like they take the gun away, then you just you're constantly eye contact. You don't leave eye, and then they make eye contact with you, and you're like, and their face just drops. They're like. Fuck you, son.
Nah, my favorite thing ever, because usually most people I see fall, they just get up and just walk and don't make eye contact with nobody to make sure, like, act like nobody sees.
But you can feel my eyes if I see it.
My favorite thing ever is walking and getting to a door, to a building or something, and somebody else trying to get to that door and holding it, knowing they are ways out, so they got to run up.
So they got to speed. Oh, yeah. So nobody see them.
So they got to try to run.
I'm about to fall another time.
Can start running. That's just my favorite troll ever, dog. My everyday troll. I just hold the
door. Just open door for people to make them run?
They just speed up. Like, oh, shit.
What if he doesn't run? You hold the door?
Nah, I just let it go. But if I look at the motherfuckers, they're like, oh, shit.
Like, I do. Like, honestly, like, I was looking
for that. You wait for that moment.
Like, I got you, bitch.
I'm going to do that.
And then you just close it.
No, I don't even close. It'd just be funny because it'd be like, I knew you was too far away for me to hold this door, and it matter, but I'm going to still hold this door to make your ass.
Oh, you wait till they get there, but I'm going to too long.
So it's like an inconvenience fucking, it's like an inconvenience blessing. Yeah, it's a blessing that somebody hold the door open for you, but shit, damn, I gotta speed up. That shit be funny.
I made you run. I knew you was a runner.
I've been seeing motherfuckers speeding up. Like, yeah, gotcha. In my head, I always do that shit. Like, gotcha. Told you. Especially with the elevator and shit. Motherfuckers start running. Oh, man. But as always, I'm your boy, Olasky. One eye in person. Two eyes.
The door
in
holder.
Person, yeah. One eye on paper, two eyes in person, three eyes on Instagram. Damn, I gotta remember that shit.
Door holder in person.
I'm Flames P. Flames P36 on Instagram. You bitch, you.
Yeah, and Drew Lucky on Instagram.
And Flames P did say he would try a bidet.
I'm gonna rewind the tape,
but he did say that.
We're ordering them for everybody today, right now, Amazon.
I don't want the Cadillac, though. Just give me, like, the Honda version first. Let me get, like, the Honda version.
Why? If you get the Honda version, you might not like it. Right, you got to get the Cadillac it's first.
Boy, it's your boy, Chile the Geek, you know. Now we can finish talking about the day.
Who else we had?
That's it. I already said something.
Yeah, you did?
And before we go out, since we're Atlanta-based.
That's right.
Atlantians.
Podcast would be, you know. Doing a great injustice to say that we're not in a state of mourning right now after the tragic events that happened this week with when a shooter went into three separate massage parlors and killed 8 different people.
Yeah, man.
Our hearts go out to the families and all that of the lost ones. We hope this fucking white supremacist son of a bitch rots in hell. And, you know, it just stops eventually. Like, you know.
Yeah, man.
It's too much.
One thing I want, you know, and a lot of things, like with this podcast, I just want everybody to walk away loving each other and understanding each other more. You know what I'm saying? Whether we're all from different walks of life, we came from all different sides of the spectrum, but we're all in this together. You know what I'm saying? So,
loving, understanding, and respecting.
Yeah, and just, you know, just like honoring each other, you know what I'm saying? Go back to the village. It takes a village for all of us to survive out here. So, like my colleague Orin said, man, blessings to everybody that was affected, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely our condolences. Definitely our
condolences. For real, because that was right down the street.
Our prayers with the families.
Everything, man. Any kind of violence is never the answer. So let's just love each other. Let's just, you know, like, make light of everything, you know what I'm saying? But let's just love each other and stay positive out here, man, and stay safe. And, you know, report anything if you see any weird motherfuckers doing any weird shit, man. Just report.
They didn't take him to Burger King. That's
not snitching, man.
I mean, they might as well have with fucking, you know.
I mean, they took him down.
He had a bad day. Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah, the police, that's what pissed me off is when the dude was like, well, he had a bad day. Like, a bad day?
Yeah, I was like, fuck,
having a bad day is getting pulled over, making it home, still being able to smoke my weed when I get off.
That's a bad day. I got a flat tire. That's a bad day.
Right.
Yeah.
Me waking up late for work, having to take shit, and still do my damn job, have a long ass day. That's a bad day. That right there?
That's just fucking,
that's just
terrorism. That's what the fuck that is. Terrorism. Let's just call it what it is. Fucking terrorism, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that, man. Let's all understand and love each other, man. No matter race, background, whatever the fuck, man. Because if aliens come today or tomorrow, it's us against them. Like, straight up. You hear me, man?
You're going to need your Muslim brother when aliens come.
We're going to need everybody.
Unless, we all seen Independence Day.
Unless they cooler than y'all, motherfuckers.
Then I'm siding with them.
What if they come and they're like, we're taking one group?
Like, who would it be?
For some reason, we're picking up some disregarded podcast called the High Class Dirtbags.
Earth Ends.
And we want them.
They show you a picture of what it's like where they from. You like, shit, I go there.
Yeah. They're like vagina trees and shit like that.
High Class Dirtbags, we have got your radio respondings from galaxies away. Do you want to come with us? Like, oh shit.
Maybe. Nah, but yeah. Yeah, though, man. That's some real shit, though.
Yeah, man. Y'all already know. Just say plus. I'm out here, man. We got a charcuterie board and shit.
And back to the charcuterie plate. All right, guys. We out.
All
right. Good night. Peace.